Ephra. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always, all hail Biafra.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to tonight's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra Live from London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm rather slightly disappointed that we're starting a bit late, or you're hearing my voice a bit late. There were some technical last-minute glitches which we had to tidy up, but thankfully we are here. I'm here today at the studio of Radio Biafra to present you this program. I'm hoping to be joined by Dr. Ekemba very shortly, and hopefully Uchemefo as well, who's at the controls. If you're joining us from wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you. We are delighted to have you on board. Wherever you are, please go and tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. I can't understand why sometimes we find it very difficult to tell people that we are listening to Radio Biafra. That is what we need to do. We must tell people that we are on air, telling people, preaching to the whole world, the gospel of Biafra, according to Radio Biafra. We must be proud of where we come from. We must be proud of what we are doing. We must be proud of the privilege accorded to us to serve our people in truth and honesty. So we are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet, all our friends, all our brothers, all our sisters, all the way from Alaska, in the northern tip of Canada, all the way to Australia. We are welcoming you, everybody from the steppes of Russia, all the way to the pampas of Argentina. We are also welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. I repeat, www.radiobiafra.co. That is radiobiafra.co, not .com, but .co. It won't take you anything to go onto your phones, go onto your Blackberries. Those of you who are listening at home via Wi-Fi or direct internet connection, if you can get onto your phone and text people, message people, get onto your Blackberry, get onto your WhatsApp, ask everybody who can receive your message to please go and log on, go online. It doesn't matter what they have, as long as your device is internet enabled. If you can receive the internet via your phone, via your tablet, anything at all that you have that receives internet, you should be able to get Radio Biafra on it. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. On this day, the second day of April in the year of our Lord 2013, we are coming to you live from London. We have a packed show this evening, and hopefully you, the listeners, will be able to help us, guide us through tonight's proceedings. Do not forget that this is your radio station. Each and every listener, each and every Biafran owns Radio Biafra. It is yours. It belongs to you. Here we do what you ask us to do. Anything you don't want us to do, we don't do it. But we must always adhere to the rule that majority carries the vote. If the majority wants us to do a particular thing, that is what we're going to do. That is why we're encouraging you this evening to please make judicious use of Radio Biafra website. On Radio Biafra website, you have everything. If you're looking to volunteer to serve your country in any way, shape, or form, go there and fill out the volunteer form. If you want to join Bilie Human Rights Initiative, go online and complete the Bilie Human Rights Initiative form. Please, we are pleading with everybody. If you have not heard from us, go back and complete another Bilie Human Rights Initiative form. Go and volunteer. Tell us the area of your expertise. If you're an engineer, if you're a pharmacist, if you're a doctor, if you're a chemical engineer, anything at all, any service you can render to make us get our country as quickly as possible will be greatly appreciated. Wherever you are on this planet, you know the number to call is on your screen. The number is also displayed even on mobile phones. Radio Biafra is customized for mobile reception. If you have a mobile phone, you should be able to see the full Radio Biafra website page on your screen of your phone. You can join us via Skype. Just put in Radio Biafra. That is all you need. You can tweet us at Radio Biafra Live. At Radio Biafra Live is our Twitter arm. You can also phone us. You have the telephone number on your screen. Please do bear with us if we started slightly a bit late today, and we're asking everybody who is on Skype, those who have started calling already, please do not call us yet. We will take all your calls this evening. This is your radio station. If we have to be here till 12 midnight, so be it. We are encouraged by the words of some of you who have been phoning us, even our brothers from Israel that made contact today. We are welcoming you. Our brother from Texas in United States, we are also very grateful for your magnanimous gesture towards Radio Biafra. We cannot afford to let anybody down. Radio Biafra is pursuing the race for Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not going to stop until we get Biafra. We are here to serve one purpose and one purpose alone. The only reason why Radio Biafra exists is to help in the realization of Biafra, not in the actualization of Biafra, but in the realization of Biafra, because Biafra existed for millennia. Biafra was declared a republic in May 1967. So Biafra, we are not actualizing, it's already been actualized. We are realizing Biafra in truth and honesty, the way God himself wants it, the way our ancestors will want it, the way those that lost their lives will want it. At Radio Biafra, we bring you the truth the way it is. We don't embellish it, we don't adulterate it, we give it to you the way it is. If you listen to Radio Biafra and you're not moved, if you listen to Radio Biafra and nothing touches your spirit, you know you don't belong here. Please go somewhere else. But if you want to do something for your country, if you want to save your people, if you want to drag us away from the bondage called Nigeria, if you want to remove the chosen people of God away from the iniquity called zoo that is Nigeria, please do what you can to support the effort of Radio Biafra. That is why we are here. We will not go to Abuja. We have said it time and time again. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We cannot go to Abuja. People say, Igbo people are this or they are that. At Radio Biafra, we do not change. Anything we tell you we're going to do, we always do it. Go and mark our words. Write it down on pieces of paper when you listen to Radio Biafra. Anything we tell you we are going to do, we have always done. We cannot afford to let our people down. Our people cannot be led down the path again and abandoned. Radio Biafra cannot abandon this cause. It is either we succeed in getting Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no other alternative. Mark our words. Record it for posterity. Put it down. Download this very podcast tomorrow morning if you want. What we are telling you today is what we'll tell you tomorrow, is what we told you in 2009, and we'll continue to tell you until we get Biafra. If we don't rise up, if we don't do anything, if we don't make sacrifices, there will be no Biafra. God cannot deliver Biafra on your lap because you're praying. God cannot give you Biafra because you're saying or writing on Facebook that Biafra shall come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Biafra will not come. God is not that stupid. God cannot give you something when you fold your arms and do nothing. God cannot give you something when you're watching your brothers dying, when you're watching your sisters dying, when you're watching your sisters being impregnated in Ungwa, in Aba, and their children being sold off, and you did nothing. God cannot bless you. God cannot love you because the God that we worship is not a God of iniquity. Iniquity, a lot of iniquity is happening, and we need to put an end to it. And that is why Radio Biafra is here. You know the number to call once we start taking calls. But before I do so, I must go and read out the headlines this evening as a guide as to what we are going to do. Please, we ask those who can get onto Facebook to go to Facebook to see what the topics are this evening, so that when you call Radio Biafra, you stick to the topics that are advertised. We want to make the full use of new media. There is no need having new media and we not utilizing it. We must be able to avail ourselves of every platform that allows us to communicate with the world in this modern day and age. It is rather very, very important that we understand this. We go to Facebook page, and please be very, very meticulous in your understanding of what we are talking about this evening. Go to Facebook page. It is pinned there on Facebook page. Go and read what we are covering this evening, so that when you call Radio Biafra, you stick to it. Do not forget, it is rather very, very distressing that only people from Nigeria and Biafra have completed the volunteer form on Radio Biafra website page. Only people from Nigeria and Biafra land, with the exception of our brother from United States, with the exception of our brother from Italy, with the exception of Sonny Opalenwe from the United Kingdom, with the exception of Emeka Charles Ezeukunna of Holland, with the exception of Chike Anyebulam from Italy, please, you must go to volunteer. If you don't volunteer, you know you're not called in truth and honesty to serve your people. This is a place for action. We are not here to talk. We are not here to issue press releases. We are not here to deliver empty, useless threats. Nigeria will burn. Every year, Nigeria will burn and nothing is happening. We are here to deliver Biafra in truth and honesty. If we don't deliver Biafra, then we close down. Our existence becomes meaningless. We are here to fight this race to the finish. We are here to take this battle to the enemy. We are here to tell the world that we want Biafra today, not tomorrow. We are here to take back what belongs to us. We are here to be free. We are not here to do anything else. If you are coming to Radio Biafra and thinking that you want the world to hear your voice, or you want to become very famous, or you want to go and start looking for contracts in Abuja, you are in the wrong place. Please, you are in the wrong place. Go and join PDP. Go and join Igbo politicians who are already killing us. Go and join the people who are sucking us dry, who are draining our blood and feeding devil with it. At Radio Biafra, we are pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not relenting. We are not going back. Nothing is going to take us back apart from death, because Biafra is the only thing worth fighting for. Unless Biafra comes, the existence of every Biafran ethnic person is meaningless. Biafra is the only thing that God has said before us, that before we can inherit his kingdom, we must first get Biafra. Anybody that lives and dies without Biafra have basically lived a very meaningless and fruitless life. At Radio Biafra, we are here to bring you Biafra in truth and honesty. Please, we do apologize if we started slightly late. Of course, we started on time, even before time, around 10 to 7. But unfortunately, there was a very slight technical glitch which we had to correct immediately. And I'm happy to say that everything is going swimmingly well. The streaming is all very good. Please, you can also use your Skype. Those of you on Skype can send us text messages on Skype. Send us a Skype message. We'll be able to read it out on air as well. If you also leave a comment on Radio Biafra website comment page, we'll also be able to read it out live on air this evening. We are begging you to please do not call the studio line yet until we have read out the headlines. It is important we do so before we start to take your calls, so we can give a kind of context to what we are covering this evening. And the headlines we are bringing you this evening is that Jonathan, good Lord Jonathan, the president of the zoo called Nigeria, the president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, has abandoned Borno State to Boko Haram. Good Lord Jonathan have effectively washed his hands clean of the Nigerian presence in Borno State. He has basically conceded the territory of Borno State to Boko Haram, according to Governor of Borno State, Governor Shettima. We are also reporting this evening that somebody was jailed and due to die in Nigeria for stealing 2,000 naira. When those that stole over 3.9 trillion were made grand commanders of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, somebody stole 2,000 naira and is due to die. And another person, having stolen more than 3.9 trillion, This is not billion. It's not million. This is 3.9 trillion. Enough to pay for free medical care for an entire state for 5 years. One person stole it. That person was made a grand commander of the Federal Republic of Nigeria when somebody that only stole 2,000 naira. 2,000 naira that is not even enough to buy a recharge card for 6 hours. For people that make a lot of calls, is going to hang because of it. This is Nigeria. We'll be going into that in detail this evening. We are also reporting today that Peter Obi, the governor of Anambra State, have refused to release the autopsy of our brothers killed at Ezu River. Because at Radio Biafra, we did announce a while ago that we will not abandon anybody in this struggle. Our brothers whose bodies were dumped inside the Ezu River by Peter Obi and his Hausa Fulani inspector, commissioner for police in Anambra State, they have refused to release the autopsy on these people. Peter Obi is sitting on the autopsy. The result is out. The preliminary finding is that they died of murder. They died of asphyxiation, denial of oxygen to the brain. They were suffocated with a tarpaulin. Peter Obi is sitting on this very critical report. People from Anambra State, those who are close to Peter Obi, must tell him that the result must be released. Those who spend their time online defending Peter Obi must tell Peter Obi and his Inspector General of Police of Nigeria, must tell Goodluck Jonathan that we need the result of the death of our brothers, those that were dumped in Ezu River. We need to know what happened to them. We have been pleading with these people for a very long time. We have been begging them to release the results of the cause of death for our brothers, who numbering over 100, whose bodies were dumped inside Ezu River at Amansia, the border town between Anambra and Enugu states, and they have refused. We are putting the world on notice that Peter Obi, the governor of Anambra State, we are asking him to please release the result of the autopsy of the people that you killed, our brothers that you ordered their death, the shootout site that you ordered, the suffocation that you ordered. Please release the autopsy to us. Anambra people must help Peter Obi that we need the result of the autopsy of performed on our brothers whose bodies were dumped in the Ezu River. This is very, very important. We need those results, please, so that we can let the world know how we are being treated in Nigeria. We can let the world know why we want to leave that zoo called Nigeria, where our people are being killed, where young undergraduates are being murdered every day, where young graduates have no jobs to go to, where our women are turned into prostitutes, where our men are turned into kidnappers. We don't want to live in such a place. Anybody that knows Peter Obi very well should tell Peter Obi that we need the result of the autopsy so the world can know what type of existence we have in that useless place called Nigeria. If you're joining us this evening, that this is Radio Biafra here, we are not happy. If we are not talking like CNN or BBC or Al Jazeera, do bear with us. Those places are normal. CNN is in America. America is a normal society. Everybody is running there. BBC is in England where we are. This place is normal. Al Jazeera is in the United Arab Emirates. Things are fine over there. People run to Dubai, to Doha, to all those places to have fun and to do their shopping and even to do their wedding. Where we come from is a graveyard. People are dying. Anybody expecting us to speak in a very low tone, to try to sound more civilized and not angry, is demented. Don't listen to Radio Biafra. At Radio Biafra, we are here to try to do something. We are here to trying to energize our people to take the required action needed to free us from the bondage called Nigeria. Anybody who plays with the pursuit for Biafra, anybody who sacrifices Biafra for materialism, anybody who starts this journey and abandons it, anybody who leads us down the garden path and abandons it, will suffer the consequences. Because this is Biafra, the kingdom of heaven on earth. If you don't like Biafra, please, you're more than welcome to leave. But we cannot live in this shame any longer. The headlines this evening, once again, is that Jonathan has abandoned Borno State to Boko Haram. This is not according to Radio Biafra. We are only reporting what the governor of Borno State said, Governor Shettima. Borno State Governor Alhaji Kashim Shettima has accused the Nigerian government of abandoning the state in the wake of the Baga tragedy, where Nigeria, Chad, and Niger Republic troops surrounded civilians and shot them dead on the lake on the banks of Lake Chad and slaughtered women and children in their hundreds. This is what happens in Nigeria. They sweep it under the carpet. They kill 5,000 and they tell you they only killed 5 people. They kill 6,000, they say it's only 6 people. This is a country full of lies, full of deceit, full of deception, where life is worthless. This is a country that even the former Inspector General of Police ran away from it to come to United Kingdom to seek asylum. We are reporting this evening that Goodluck Jonathan, the President of Nigeria, has abandoned Borno State to Boko Haram. So Boko Haram can effectively claim that they have gotten a territory of their own in Borno State. This is according to the Governor of Borno State, Alhaji Kashim Shettima. He accused Jonathan directly in a press conference that Goodluck Jonathan, the President of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, has abandoned Borno State to Boko Haram. A yet undetermined number of people were killed when government forces, aided by troops from Chad and Niger, hunted Boko Haram insurgents in Baga, a town located near the Chad border, in the weekend of the 19th of April. While the Borno State government alleges that over 200 civilians were massacred during the operation, both the Joint Military Task Force and Nigeria's Disaster Management Agency, NEMA, however, put the number of casualties at below 40, which is the way they do things, because they lie all the time. Nigeria is a den of liars. They kill hundreds and they tell you it's only 40 they killed. An emotional Governor Shettima, who was crying, basically crying, the pictures confirm it at Radio Biafra website, lamented his people's fate while he was receiving Governor Rabiu Musa Kwakwanso of Kano State, who was in a sympathy visit to Borno. Speaking at the government house in Maiduguri, this is where he made this statement, in the government house in Maiduguri, after receiving a check for 20 million donated, 20 million naira, not 20 million dollars, 20 million naira donated to the victims of the Baga crisis on behalf of the government and people of Kano State. Shettima said, "This is the only assistance we got from any state, including the federal government, since the beginning of the crisis. We have been left on our own to sink or swim." This is the governor of a state saying that they have been left on their own to sink or swim, to fight Boko Haram on their own, by saying that Governor Kwakwanso is the only leader that came to identify with the people of Borno State in a time of difficulty. But he went on to say that, I quote, "But I want to assure everybody that Borno will bounce back, inshallah." He's a Muslim, obviously. He's invoking their God. Borno is the headquarters of Boko Haram and has consequently suffered the heaviest toll in the war. It is a war, not insurgency. It is a war between Nigeria and Islamic insurgents, who are yet to accept the offer of amnesty from Goodluck Jonathan's government. The offer on the table is 10 million naira for each member of the top echelon, the top killers in Boko Haram. All the foot soldiers will get 3 million plus 100,000 naira every month for 3 years. That is the amnesty on offer, which Radio Biafra discovered. We have the documentation stating all these facts when we traveled to Nigeria and to Biafra to bring to the world news about our plight, about our situation, about our condition in that zoological, it's not a garden, it is a zoo, in that cage called Nigeria. Today we are also reporting from Delta State, of all places, that a young man is to hang for stealing 2,000 naira only. People are asking, is this really Nigeria they are living in? That a nation where people steal billions of naira in public funds and go scot-free, or receive presidential pardon, or even awarded with high public office? Only last week, in Ogwashukwu High Court in Delta State, sentenced a 23-year-old student, Arthur Ezekiel, to death by hanging for robbing another student of 2,000 naira at gunpoint. The convict was arraigned on a 4-count charge of conspiracy to commit armed robbery and illegal possession of firearms, punishable under sections 1, subsection 2A and 3, subsection 1 of the Robbery and Firearms Special Provisions Act, Cap R, Volume 2, 14 of the Laws of the Federation of Nigeria. Whatever that means, only God knows. But this is the law that obtains in Nigeria. If you're reading it, it feels like you're reading a chemical equation somewhere. But this is law in Nigeria, where nothing makes any sense at all. The prosecution, led by Deputy Director in the State Ministry of Justice, Mr. E. Ferdinand, told the court that Aruho Ezekiel, on or about the 26th of July 2010, he has been in detention since 2010 awaiting trial. Since the year 2010, this man has been in jail awaiting trial. He was only tried a few days ago. Aruho Ezekiel, on on or about the 26th of July 2010 at Umuotu Quarters within Ogwashukwu Judicial Division robbed one Edapo Friday of his Nokia handset, MP3, wallet containing 2,000 Naira, school identity card, clearance card, and some complimentary cards while armed with a gun. This is why this young man is going to die, because he stole. We are not condoning stealing. We are not condoning robbery in any way. In fact, we feel that the young man who stole should be punished, but why he should be punished so severely is beyond comprehension. I don't know if our younger listeners are aware of a man called Omar Odiko. I don't know if our younger listeners are aware of the family of Abacha. I don't know if our younger listeners are aware of somebody called Obafemi Awolowo, the leader of Yoruba people, who is a criminal, a mass murderer, and a thief. I don't know if our listeners are aware of somebody called Muhammadu Buhari. I don't know if the listeners of Radio Biafra are aware of is aware of somebody called Badamose Ibrahim Babangida. We don't even know if our listeners are aware that awash within Nigeria are layers upon layers of criminals who have stolen, who have pillaged, who have killed their way out of the country, who have stolen everything that Nigeria ever made. These are the people who are presiding over the conviction of a boy for stealing 2,000 Naira only. 2,000 Naira, to put it into context, cannot be able to, you know, get you anything meaningful for a day in Nigeria. People are living on much more than that on a daily basis. When people go out to drink, in some places, in some hotels in Lagos, a bottle of Gouda is 2,500. That is why this boy is going to die. He is going to die because he stole 2,000 Naira. When a country that is awash with criminals, from Buhari to everybody contesting for office in Nigeria, to Opitobi himself, that have drained the whole of Anambra State dry, to all the other criminal governors that we have in Igbo land, this boy is going to die in Delta State for stealing only 2,000 Naira. And he will die because we are keeping quiet. He will die because people are docile. He will die because there is no moral indignation. He will die because people are not sufficiently upset to want to do something about our plight in that useless place called Nigeria. And in case people have forgotten, Delta State is part and parcel of Biafra. If we had Biafra, such travesty of justice would not have happened. Such nonsense would not happen. This is a country where somebody stole the police pension fund. Somebody stole the money belonging to retired policemen and other civil servants. His only fine was 75,000 Naira. He stole a loot belonging to an entire nation and he's walking free. And this boy have spent 3 years in jail, awaiting trial. Now he's being tried and they're telling us they're going to kill him. This is the type of country that some people open their mouth and say they want to belong to. This is the type of uncivilized zoo that some people open their mouth and they say they are very proud of. This is the type of place that people who you think sometimes should be sane enough to understand right from wrong are telling you that they're flying green, white, green flag, that they're proud to be Nigerians. Anybody who says he or she is proud to be a Nigerian needs to see a psychiatrist, because before God and man, you are not well. It's for you to believe in something that is decaying, something that is festering, something that is a haven for death and death alone. For anybody to stand up and to say that they want to belong to a place like Nigeria means that you are not well. You belong truly in the animal kingdom. And when Europeans and some other people, out of racism, say that Africans are monkeys, you can begin to understand where you belong. If you agree that Nigeria should stand as a country, you are not fit to be called a human being, because you have no thinking faculty at all. This is Radio Biafra, where we give it to you the way it is. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm presenting this program from London. I was hoping to be joined by Dr. Ekemba, but unfortunately, he's not been able to make it to the studio today. So we do ask you to bear with us. So for those of you who are listening to Radio Biafra this evening, you are going to keep me company. We are going to run this program together, because after all, it is your radio station. And we have asked many people sometimes, Many times we've asked people to volunteer to run Radio Biafra as well. We have the technology to connect you to any part of the world. If you want to host Radio Biafra in your dining room, if you want to host Radio Biafra in your back garden, you are more than welcome to contact Radio Biafra. We'll make arrangements for that, because this station that we're broadcasting from belongs to everybody. Radio Biafra belongs to the entire Biafran family. Whatever you're doing this evening, please make sure that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Make sure that you're tuned to Radio Biafra, because this is the only place you can get the truth. This is the only place that will tell you what is happening at the heart of government. This is the only place where there are some information in our possession which we don't want to make public until or unless other sources publish them, because if we do, they will say it is propaganda. Because of that, and there is sometimes the type of ammunition we have with us in terms of information, that if we release it, the entire country will come crumbling in a big chaotic mess. The only reason we don't want to do that is because we don't want Nigeria to end in a disaster fashion. We don't want Nigeria to end having lost every shred of control over law and order, because we will be most affected, because we have our people scattered all over the place in Nigeria. We are reporting this evening that the Ezu River autopsy report being kept by P2B, being hoarded by P2B and his friends in the government in Anambra State, must be made public. We are saying that we all the report implicating both the Nigerian police and officials of P2B's government in Anambra State, who ordered the shoot at sight that killed fellow Igbo people, that killed fellow Anambra people, that killed fellow Biafrans, we are not going to forget. Other people may forget. Other people may use the name of Biafra to go to Abuja and take money and forget. At Radio Biafra, we will keep hammering upon the injustice done to our people. And everybody implicated in the death of our people at Ezu River has a very big price to pay. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We have been saying it, and a lot of people don't take us very seriously. Anybody implicated in Ezu River will not be forgiven. Their family should be made aware of it now. Everybody connected to them should be made aware of it, that anybody implicated in the killing of Biafrans at Ezu River will not go free at all. We will not forget. The people of Anambra State must tell P2B, the people that are behind all these criminals calling themselves politicians in Igbo land must know that we will not forget all the atrocities against the children of Biafra. If you're just joining us, this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. We need some confirmation that everything is going very well where everybody is. You know the number to call. It is right there on your screen. Please, the lines are open now. You can now call us, because it's gone slightly past 7:30 in the evening. If you want to call Radio Biafra, you know what to do. Just lift up your phone and call us. If you want to call us via Skype, you're more than welcome to do so as well. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and hopefully, very shortly, we do hope Dr. Egemba should be able to join us if he's able to. If he's not able to, then you, the listeners, will be able to guide me as I present this program this evening. Once again, this is Nnamdi Kanu from a very, I would say, not too warm evening here in London. And we are presenting our program, trying to make sure that the message for Biafra gets to every nook and cranny of this earth. If you have not registered to be part of this program, to be part of this project, please do so. This is our first call we are taking today. This is Radio Biafra. We are reaching you from London. Lower your radio, please. Sir or madam, lower your radio. We beg you in the name of God. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, good evening. This is Honor Otichukwuta. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam, go ahead. The whole world is listening.
I just opened my listener. I just because for a few days now I've not been able to reach the live stream, but I think it's working now. So, but I want to connect you guys through a live card. So I don't know how to reach you there.
Do you have anything to say? You're on to us through the phone. Why don't you say what you want to say, and so that others can also have an opportunity to do so as well? That this is the whole world is listening. Well, what we want you to do is when you come on the phone or on Skype, you tell us what you have in mind, please.
I want to log on now. I want to log on Skype.
You want to log on to Skype? Okay, then the name to log on with is Radio Biafra. Just Radio Biafra. You can then call us from there. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are broadcasting live from from London. We are in London because we don't have sufficient infrastructure to be able to provide consistently good coverage from Biafraland, and for that reason and that reason alone, that is why we're broadcasting from London. As soon as we get the required help, as soon as we get the amount of help that we are looking for, we will definitely take Radio Biafra back to where it belongs, which is Biafraland. We did that a few weeks ago, and we are prepared to do that anytime, any day. At Radio Biafra, we intend to lead from the front, not from the back. We will not ask other people to do what we cannot do. Anything we cannot do, then that means nobody else can do it. Because at Radio Biafra, we are dedicated solely to the realization of Biafra in truth and honesty. Nothing more, nothing less. We are asking you, if you're listening this evening, to please go onto the website. Go to the website and volunteer. Tell us what you can do for your country. God cannot just come down from heaven to give us Biafra. Biafra, we have to take ourselves. Biafra is what we need to take ourselves. Let us go to the line and see if we can take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? I think we have lost the line there. This is Radio Biafra. Please, if you call us, you try and make your point to us. We welcome it anytime, any day. Please, we are waiting for your calls this evening. We are waiting for your opinion. We want you to come on air and tell us exactly how you feel. Tell us what you think, because this is your radio station. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is the home of all Biafrans all over the world. This is the only medium, this is the only platform that connects, that unites the entire Biafran family in truth and honesty. At Radio Biafra, we present the facts the way it is. We don't embellish it. We don't lie. We don't contrive anything. Anything you hear from Radio Biafra is the way it is. We are still reporting this evening. We are still smarting from the anger generated by the discovery of a baby factory at Osisioma in Aba, which we covered extensively yesterday. Unfortunately, we were hoping for people to be able to make substantive comments on this on all forums online, but lo and behold, not enough people came up to tell us exactly how they felt. What we are talking about today, and we'll continue to talk about every blessed day, is that we want Biafra in truth and honesty as quickly as possible. We don't want anybody to derail us. We don't want anybody to stop us from where we are going. And more importantly, if you feel that Biafra is not for you, you are more than welcome to go and join Nigeria, because at Biafra, we know that this is the kingdom of heaven, essentially. We know where we are going, and we are not relenting. We need the help of everybody to make this thing happen. Biafra cannot be gotten by people in London alone. It takes the combined effort of everybody to do so. Let's go to the line now, please. You're on to Radio Biafra via Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. This is my.
Go ahead. Hello. Yes, I think we may have lost you. Are you still there? No, I think we may have lost him. Please, we suggest and advise that you call us back, please. You try and call us back. Let's go and try and take this call. At least there's somebody who's not watching Chelsea match this evening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? Hello? We have lost that person as well. Please, we suggest that our lines are fine. There is nothing wrong with it. So we suggest that you try and call us back. Our line is perfectly fine. We suggest that you try and call Radio Biafra back. You know the number to call. It is right there on your screen. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are received in every continent of the world. We are received in every country of the world where you have Biafrans. And we know that Biafrans are everywhere on this planet. So please do try and bear with us. Do try and keep faith with us. Everything we promise at Radio Biafra will deliver. The number to call once again is +44 78 31 308376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308376. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London on this day, the second day of April in the year of our Lord 2020. 13. And the essence of us being here, the reason why we are here today, is to bring you information regarding how we are all going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. The Biafra we are talking about is not a Biafra of criminals, it's not a Biafra of rogues, but a Biafra transparent enough to be able to confidently present itself to the world and be able to take issues affecting human development very seriously and be able to deliver on that front as well. Nigeria has failed as a state. Nigeria is failing as a state. Boko Haram have effectively taken over the whole of Borno State, and we want our own country, Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Jude calling from Malaysia.
Jude from Malaysia, go ahead. The whole world is listening.
First of all, I want to thank you and the thank man for the courage you have to carry on the struggle of Biafra. I will continue thanking you. But I just want to ask them a question.
Go ahead.
To the Biafran youth. This question is for the Biafran youth. This question is, I want to ask, can 10 people in the Biafran land be stronger than all the whole Biafran youths?
No.
Yes. Then why are these Igbo leaders are behaving like this, and the evil youth are just keeping quiet and watching them? They're rising us for the years.
The reason why they are keeping quiet and all is because they don't have the materials. People are very hungry. They don't have the infrastructure. That is why we want to coordinate it via Radio Biafra. That is what we are doing. What is happening back home is despicable, is an eyesore. It insults our intelligence and our senses, but our youths back home need to be mobilized. And you don't mobilize people on empty stomach. They say an army marches on its stomach. You cannot go to Biafra to begin to mobilize people if the materials are not there. That is why we are saying that people in the diaspora, they have a role to play. Our youths back home, they also have a role to play. If you want the youths back home to work, if you want them to do something that you want them to do, you have to be able to contribute towards making that thing possible. They don't have the money to do it. To finance the level of campaign that you and I want, because what you're talking about is what I also want. I'm sure it is the editorial board stance of Radio Biafra. That is all what we all want. But for us to be able to get to that position, we need to be sufficiently equipped to deliver that type of campaign without much difficulty. Because the people that you're talking about, they have Nigeria behind them. They have mobile police behind them. They have Nigerian Navy behind them. They have Nigerian Army behind them. They even have Man O' War behind them. They have the Civil Defense Corps behind them. For us to be able to, you know, pierce four layers of security to do what we to register our anger with these people, a lot of planning has to go into it, and it is called logistics, which you know very well. What we as the stage we are at in right now is what effort, what contribution can each and every Biafran in the diaspora make to enable our youths back home to do something, because we have direct line to them. If we mobilize them tomorrow, they will kick off, and that place will not contain all the bad eggs in it. But we need to empower them. And empowering them means getting every genuine Biafran together and saying, this is your responsibility, that is our responsibility, and that is their people back home. This is what we want them to do, and they will do it.
Okay. I just understand what you are just saying. And for me here, I've been trying my best and to organize some people here in Malaysia, which we have been talking about this for a long time now. But I believe very soon Malaysian boss will do something. But what I have to tell these people, these evil leaders, that nothing lasts forever. They are in the position now, but they don't know tomorrow. They will not be in that position forever. So they must know that one day, the Igbo youth must come out for them. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much also, my brother, and God bless. But what we want people to do is to please go to Radio Biafra website. Tell us what you can do. Volunteer. Tell us what you can do. Tell us what you can not just do by maybe sending emails or posting comments on Facebook. Tell us what you can do, what action you can take as a person to make sure that what we are pursuing is realized as quickly as possible. We don't want to be talkers and not doers. We want to be able to get things across to people. When we say we are doing something, we do it. This is Radio Biafra. When we talk about something, we do it. Please give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Huiwoyo Mike. I'm calling from France.
From France? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
The world is listening. From France. That is very good. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say is that I want to comment on the last speaker, you know?
Yeah. Can you turn your volume down? Turn the volume down on your laptop or your computer. Turn it down, please. Can you turn it down? Yes, they have gone. That is exactly what we are saying. When people call to hear their own voice, and I'm wondering what type of Biafrans these people are. I don't know if they think we are joking or if they think we are not serious. I can't understand how people can talk. Every year is talking. Every year is talking. There is no action. How can you get a country by just talking and sending emails and posting comments on Facebook? It requires action to get something to happen. That action can only be carried out by Biafrans themselves. It is not going to be carried out by God. God will not send Jesus Christ again to come down to carry out this very exercise for us. We have to do it ourselves. It is not a question of saying, God help you, God bless Biafra, God will guide us, God will protect us. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about doing something tangible. We are talking about doing something noticeable to help the cause. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are.
Hi, good evening. My name is Vincent Ezawan. I'm calling from United Kingdom.
Yeah, please go ahead. We're all listening.
I just want to know why, South Sudan was able to get their own independence. Why is it taking us long? Why we Biafra can't get our independence? Why is it that happening?
The reason why we have not gotten our independence is because a majority of us are cowards. The second thing why we've not gotten independence is because we are focused on materialism, and we lost the will of God. Please, can you lower your device and talk to us through the phone, if you can, please.
Vince, yes.
Yeah, lower, because I can hear my voice coming back at me. Can you lower it, please, and then talk to us through the phone? You'll be able to hear me as well as me hearing you. So the world is also hearing. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what happened between Sudan and Biafra is a very intelligent point that you've raised. In Sudan, they fought a war for 30 years.
Yes.
They fought the war of liberation for 30 years. Do you know how many years we fought our own?
We fought our own 3 years.
Only 3 years. But they fought for 30 good years. Does that tell you something? You're fighting with somebody. This person fought for 30 years. This one fought for 3 years. Can't you see the difference between the two?
Yes, I saw the difference actually, but this time around is a dying age. I mean, what had happened years ago is totally different. I think the next thing I'm trying to say is we Biafra need to rise up. We need to find ways to be able to reach out, I was back home last, December, and I was totally shocked what's happening. It's absolutely disgusting, to come from that country. Nobody's happy, no good education, nothing. You see a lot of people who went to university, and, for them to be able to get a job, they have to pay thousands of fortune, and they can't get a job. It's absolutely nightmare. There's no electricity. So why all this is happening? And all these governors, are they not seeing it? Are they insane? That's actually what I want to know. How are we going to move ahead? What can we do about it? Because this is not a lie. It's not happening. What's happening in South, what's happening in all these Arab countries? We can do something about this. I do believe that we, Biafra, the time has come. We need to rise up. We need to come together and do something about it, because this injustice cannot be happening. And people keep quiet about it. It won't be happening any longer.
Yes,
that's my contribution.
Thank you very much. But before you go, before you drop your phone, before you cut the line, before we move on to another person, in your own opinion, because wishing something is one thing, doing something about it is another. Before you to pass exams, you have to read. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And for you to eat, you have to cook. Is that correct?
Definitely, yes.
Absolutely. So for us to the type of action that you're talking about and our brother that called from Malaysia is talking about is feasible, is possible. But how do we make, how do we come to that position? How do we come to that situation where we make all these things possible then? How do we do it? That is why it is necessary that there is division of labor. The people that wrote economic statistics, they're not stupid. Everybody has a role to play. Somebody cannot be in a place like, say, in Brazil and say, God bless Biafra. I hail Biafra. We will succeed in the name of God. And they put the phone down. Or they stop writing. And that's it. And you think that God will bring Biafra? You are in Brazil. What effort are you making as a person? What have you done yourself? If you cannot go to confront these criminals, there are those who are prepared to do it. What help are you giving them? We are in court. What help are you giving people in court? We are. We have our people at the Owerri Federal High Court. What help are you giving to Bilie Human Rights Initiative? What help are you giving to Radio Biafra? What have you actually done as a person, apart from being upset on your own and saying, let God take control?
What well, if it's on individual basis, I won't answer that question for the whole Biafrans.
Yes.
You know, only what I want to tell you is for myself. I have to speak for myself.
Absolutely.
But only what I know is I think the time has come. We need to, you know, we need to do something about it. You know, so more, you know, I'm not going to come out and say to you, this is who I have contributed, because obviously people are contributed anonymously, you know, so I think the most important thing is for us to forge ahead. You know, I think I want to thank you, you know, the way, I mean, the information you're giving out there, you know, you are doing a good job, I must say. You know, I'm totally proud of you, you know, so, I mean, all your efforts will be not in vain, but I think the whole thing is, in this struggle, we need to move on, we need to start doing something. We need to keep on pushing. We need to, you know, we need to keep on agitating until we get to what we want. Absolutely. You know, this will, it won't come, it will not be quick, and it won't come easy.
That's correct.
You know, but I know and I believe that it will happen. But, you know, it might take us whatever long it might take, but I know this time around, you know, people are doing it in Southeast, people are doing it everywhere, so we can't just keep quiet.
That is
you
true.
Know, we need to do something.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you very much, and I agree with you 100%. There is nothing I will take away from what you have said. I'm asking you to see what you can do, see the area you can serve, see what you can, you know, what help you can bring to bear on us moving forward. Go and complete the volunteer form if you can. Not everybody is expected to contribute. We don't want financial contribution from everybody. No, that's not what we're saying. But you must be able to do something. If it is to
but,
post,
but,
yes,
but
go ahead.
That's just a point of question. I think this volunteer form, like, you know, also people have find myself and find it difficult to, you know, complete the Bilie Human Rights, their website, you know, they're not making it easy. You know, if you put your whole details, you know, they ask you, you know, there's so many links you have to click on to watch, so they should be able to make that easier.
Okay.
So that's another suggestion I want to, you know, put you across.
Okay.
You know, because myself, I've tried to come to, you know, register a couple of times, and, you know, it's still, even if I give my whole address in UK, still it come back that, you know, it's not registered. So you need to make that a lot easier for people to be able to register. Another contribution I want to do.
Thank you very, very much. We take that on board and we accept it. Thank you very much for calling our brother, and God bless you where you are. If you're just joining us, this is Radio Biafra. It is 5 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London on this wonderful summer evening, the second day of April 2013. If you're just joining us, please, you're welcome. Tell your friends, tell your family. We know a lot of people are watching football. Football has held us captive for the past few days, but we are not relenting. We are moving ahead. We would like to go now to the line. We have a very important personality on the line. And at this point, I would like to introduce to the worldwide listenership of Radio Biafra that we have the very eminent barrister and attorney for Biafra. I believe from his contact this evening, he has come back into the United Kingdom, who has been into the lion's den and come back not once, not twice, not three times, who has been to Pharaoh and presented our case to Pharaoh, and they are deliberating it, and we are going to leave very shortly. I welcome you to the program, Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. You have said it all. It's like going to the lion's den and coming out. But I've always said that if God be with us, who can be against us?
Nobody.
So I came into London this morning.
That is wonderful.
The case was wonderful on the 30th of April.
Yes.
I hope you have heard about what happened.
Absolutely. It's on Radio Biafra. The whole world is jubilating. We were told about your exploits in the court of law. And as I told you over the phone, somebody rang me and said that your barrister is tough. I said he is not tough. You Nigeria will very soon understand who they are dealing with. And that in this man is the embodiment of all the virtues that we are aspiring, which is why we want our own country, that they have not seen anything yet. That Nigeria will, their own laws that they made will be used to overturn them. In the court of law, in the court of reason, in the court of justice, and in the court of fairness.
Well, the thing is that the law is there, it's like an open book. And we are happy that the Federal High Court, the judge is also very, very knowledgeable. He's an expert, in short. Let me say, he's an expert. And we have confidence in the court. And that, of course, that's why the people of Biafra decided to go to the court, because they have confidence in the court. And we believe that we shall get justice. So far, so good. So far, so good. No party is playing any foul now. The Nigerian lawyers came, so Nigerian government is behaving very well. So far, so good. Both sides are behaving very well, in short.
Yeah, but can you tell me, we don't have the name, I've forgotten the name of the senior advocate from the Yoruba person they sent. Do you have the person's name? So you can tell our listeners, because I don't have the name,
The law firm that is representing Nigerian government is the law firm of Professor Yemi Akinseye George, S-A-N. But he sent a lawyer from his chambers, Barrister Shola Adeleje. Shola Adeleje.
Adeleje. Adeleje, yes.
Yeah, Shola Adeleje. That is the person he sent from his chambers. A law firm. He can send anybody, but the particular law firm is Professor Yemi Akinseye George, son and partner.
Yes, he's a senior advocate of Nigeria. They gave a senior advocate of Nigeria, but in you we have a senior advocate of Biafra, or even the Queen's Council.
There's no problem. The law, every lawyer is a lawyer. There's no small lawyer. Every lawyer is a big man. There's no small lawyer. Understand? The same thing. In fact, in the bar, all of us are equal, because you have the same law, and the judge cannot say because you are a senior advocate, therefore he will bend or he will now rule contrary to the law. No, the law is there. When we are there in the bar, all of us are equal, and any person can make a mistake. The senior advocate can make a mistake.
Yeah.
So, the fact that he's a senior advocate doesn't mean that he knows law better than every other lawyer. And the fact that a person is an old lawyer doesn't mean he has the wisdom of God, that is, he has perfect wisdom, perfect wisdom and knowledge. All of us lawyers are all learning. That's why we are learned people, because we keep learning. Every lawyer keeps learning. So any lawyer that stops learning starts dying, in short, because we get our strength from knowledge. As we learn, we know more and we are strengthened more and more. So so far so good. The lawyer they sent is a brilliant lawyer. So the two lawyers rubbed minds and argued our case, and it's now left for the judge to decide. But I believe in God that we shall have victory in the matter. I'm believing God for that.
Yes, because we are told that you put in a very sterling performance. But what we need to guard against is this: is it in order that this adjournment again? Is it proper in your own viewpoint? I'm no legal expert, so the entire Biafran people are resting on your shoulders to guide us through this very difficult legal path. So, order?
It's essential. What happened is that this matter was adjourned for adoption of our legal argument on the preliminary objection which the Nigerian government filed. The Nigerian government filed a preliminary objection against the suit the competence of the suit and against the jurisdiction of the court to hear the case. And so we joined issues with Nigeria. So before the hearing of the preliminary objection, Nigeria brought a motion on notice to set aside the order which the court made, granting amendment of the title of the suit on the 16th of January. And Nigeria now brought a motion trying to set aside that order. So when we came to court, the matter listed that day was for adoption of that preliminary objection, that argument on the preliminary objection. So when the matter was called up and we introduced ourselves, then I rose up to speak and I told the judge that our matter was adoption of the preliminary of the arguments on preliminary objection. So the lawyer for Nigeria got up and told the court that he had a motion on notice which was not listed for that day.
Yes.
So I now brought it to the attention of the judge that as far as we are concerned, that day was adoption of our legal argument on the main issue.
Yes.
And that the motion on notice, which my learned friend brought, was not listed for that day. But then, you know that in court, the judge has discretionary powers. Under the case management powers, he has the right to give direction on how the two things should go.
Yes.
So I now told the judge that if the judge would take up the motion on notice, that I would like the two issues to be taken together, both the motion on notice and the preliminary objection, because I told the judge that we are ready for the two of them, to yes. take the two of them at the same time, because now that the Nigerian lawyers came and that we are not sure they will come another day, so it's better we take the two at the same time. So the judge saw how it was and said, okay, he will give a direction on how it will go. So he gave a very perfect direction. He said, okay, that we will take the motion on notice, and then his ruling, he will consolidate his ruling with the preliminary objection in the next sitting. So we now argued on the motion on notice. The Nigerian lawyer moved his motion, and I countered it with my reply. And then he made a point, his reply on point of law. We finished the argument, and then the judge now adjourned the matter to 25th, that's 25th of June, 25.
Yes. 25, yes, 25.
For ruling and consolidation. In other words, he will give the ruling of this, our argument, and then consolidate the matter and hear the main issue on that day. So it's not just like coming to deliver a ruling and we go. No, if we deliver the ruling, whatever happens, now we now go into the matter. Assuming that the ruling is in our favor, then we now go into the matter immediately. Well, we don't know what will happen, but we are praying and asking God to help us and give us victory over the matter.
Yes, but we are doing something. We are not sitting at home saying, God, give us victory. We are going to court. We are taking action that will even make God himself be happy to say, now I can give them victory. Now, thank you very much for this, because it's a very very lengthy legal pressy you've given us, a summary of what transpired in court. But in terms of the mood of our people, the perception of the case, how they've accepted it, how they are reacting to it, what is your own personal detached assessment of the whole mood of the Biafran people, especially the crowd that came to court?
The crowd was wonderful. The crowd, I would call it a mammoth crowd. The crowd was too much. The whole the court premises were filled up. People from all parts of Biafra land, not just the core eastern states. No, I saw people from Bayelsa. I saw people from Opobo, Boni. I saw people from Okrika. I saw from Akwa Ibom. I saw people from all over. I saw them and I interacted with them. So, you know, something is about to happen. I think people are getting to know their rights under the law, and that is a very good thing that's about to happen in that country. When people know their rights, you know, knowledge is very, very important. when people know their rights, I think we'll be able to live well.
Thank you. Yes, it is absolutely necessary. We are hoping you join us at the studios very shortly in the coming days. We'll give you some holiday to relax away from the studio. After that, you come back because what we want to do is to resume more or less our lecture series to begin to teach, to begin to educate, to begin to enlighten our people as to the final points of this struggle that they may not be aware of. But there is one question that everybody keeps asking me to ask you anytime you come back or come to the studio is, do you conceive any situation or any scenario that will lead us to come back that will stop us from maybe not pursuing Biafra head on? There's going to be any compromise or to say, oh, why don't people take this and not that? Do you envisage that happening, or are you saying that we are going for Biafra full tilt regardless of what happens?
We are asking about whether there will be any compromise or something that will make us not pursue Biafra.
Yes.
I don't think so. When you are in court, there are many ways of resolving a dispute. For instance, when we are in court, the court allows out-of-court settlement. If we are in a dispute in any civil matter, the court may say, gentlemen, the two parties,
go ahead.
Are you listening?
We are listening. Yes, you're outside. Are you at the train station or what? Because we can hear the tannoy going. Are you at the train station?
I am at Stratford now.
Okay.
But I'm at Stratford.
Go ahead.
Let me
it's better.
Please say what I'm saying.
Go on.
I'm saying that in a civil dispute, the parties are given opportunity to settle their case out of court. But when if a judge or if there is such an option, it doesn't foreclose pursuing the matter again. The court usually says, well, you can settle out of court, come and give a report of settlement. If you fail to settle, resume your dispute in court. So such things happen, but as at now, no party has ever expressed any desire to settle out of court. All of us want to find, let us dig it out in court and know what the judge will say, the ruling, at the judgment in the end. So nobody is going for that option. But I'm only mentioning it because in dispute resolution, we resolve dispute either by litigation, by arbitration, by mediation, by conciliation. All these are methods of dispute resolution.
That's correct.
Right now, we are using litigation method. That is court.
But say Nigeria comes to, because our listeners want to hear this. Say Nigeria comes to a position where they are saying, we know we can't win this case. Let's go for out of court settlement. What is that word settlement within our own context? So that you know, settlement means something else in Nigeria. So we want to make that very clear. Please, we want to make it very, very clear.
When we talk about out of court settlement, we are talking about negotiated settlement. For instance, look at what happened in Aburi, Ghana, during the time the Nigerian Biafran war was brewing. To avoid the battle, they went to Ghana in Aburi. They went to Aburi in Ghana, and they negotiated. And the negotiation was very good. That okay. They could all remain together under one umbrella, but every region be on your own. Govern yourself, that what we call confederation, be on your own, govern yourself, but within the federation. Just like we practice in the United Kingdom, where Scotland is on its own, England is on its own, Ireland is on its own, Wales on its own. They're all like four countries together. You know, such a thing. And it was proposed and agreed that the components then should be on their own within the Nigeria. Every region, be on your own, control your resources, and govern yourself. So that was a settlement. That was a negotiated settlement. But unfortunately, General Yakubu Gowon violated that agreement, and it's what I see as what the Bible calls covenant breaking, and it's a sin. It's a great sin. when your yes is not your yes, it's very, very bad. And the thing now plunged every person into the war because he did not keep the promise or the agreement. So a lot of things. So what we mean about settlement is negotiation. A negotiation, there are many ways of dispute resolution. It mustn't end in the battlefield with arms and ammunition. Neither must it end in a legal battle in court. It can also end in negotiation. And it requires skill. You can still get what you want even by negotiation. In fact, international politics more is dealt with by negotiation. International politics is by negotiation. But the fact is that many people don't understand that negotiation is as powerful or even more powerful than going to court. Sometimes when you go take your neighbor to court and you win, you come back and you become enemies. But if you win on negotiation table, you still have a handshake with your neighbor. You have won, and it's like a win-win situation. Every person is happy.
Yes, but when we go for the negotiated settlement, should they choose that option? Because we need to clear all these things so that people understand where Bilier stance is. People can understand what Radio Biafra is all about and where we stand. Whatever negotiated settlement they may come to, or should they are not doing it now, we must make it very clear. But it's on the back of the minds of most people. Should they come to that, whatever we are discussing, the equals is Biafra. Is that correct?
Yeah, you see, yes, now, every person, Biafrans want to be free. Biafrans want to be free. Suppose in future, the Biafrans are given the option to decide, what kind of freedom do you want? Do you want freedom within or freedom without, for instance? That question. Do you want freedom within or freedom without? Freedom within Nigeria is like that Aburi Accord. Be on your own. Govern yourself within the Federation. Freedom without is separate entirely from that entity called Nigeria. These are options, for instance. But what I'm seeing now, somebody said to me that since they did not allow us to be free within Nigeria, that it is too late to be free within Nigeria. Now they want outright independence.
Which is my personal view anyway. Yes, of course. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Suppose when the time comes, you throw this thing open for the Biafrans to do a referendum and decide what they want.
Okay. So you, by negotiation and settlement, you mean to choose this non-violent option of allow your people to choose if they want to be in or out. Things like that.
Exactly.
Okay, but it's not about negotiating to give anybody ministerial position and they abandon the struggle.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about negotiation for freedom. Freedom. Okay. You want to be free.
Wonderful.
You want to be free. Negotiation for freedom.
Okay.
The Biafrans, I have sampled their opinions. The Biafrans say they want to be free. Then some say they want to be free outside Nigeria, while some say they want to be free within.
Okay. We understand that very clearly now, and thank you very much. We allow you to proceed. You at Stratford Station. We can hear the public announcer going. Thank you very much. The whole of Biafra is indebted to your loyalty, your service, your dedication to your people, and we are not going to let them down. You will not let your people down. We know that for sure. We are all behind you in this effort, and thank you very much. And we'll speak obviously later. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Bless you.
Yes. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, that was a very lengthy interview with the eminent barrister and attorney for Biafra, the lead attorney for Biafra, barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, who incidentally is coming from Nigeria. He hasn't even gotten home. He's at the airport. He's en route from France. He flew Air France. He's en route from France, and he came in. And he's at the station where things are working. If you come into England, you don't need to drive. You can take the train and go to wherever you're going to. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London this evening. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I am left here stranded. Although I'm still receiving messages from Dr. Egemba, all the same. If you've been calling us on the mobile phone, please try and call us back. If you've been calling us on Skype, please try and call back as well. We will take your calls. We are here. This is your station. You can speak as much as you like. You can say anything you want to say. You can give us suggestions. You can give us advice. Anything you tell us, we will take it on board, because this is your radio station ultimately. If you're joining us for the very first time, that we're coming to you from London on this day, the second day of May in the year of our Lord 2013, we need Biafrans to come out, people who are strong, like members of the Jury Board of Radio Biafra, like the attorney for Biafra. We are not afraid. We are going ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name for the benefit of the world and those who don't know you and where you are, please.
Hello, I'm Fred Onyali.
Fred Onyali, where are you calling from?
Calling from Germany.
Fred Onyali is calling Radio Biafra and the entire humanity from Germany. Go ahead. We are listening attentively. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm very comfortable with the breakdown what the lawyer have said.
Yes.
Barrister Mecca.
Are you happy with the questions I asked him to clarify everything, to make everything open?
As I said, had it question. And you are online. You are very correct in your questions, and I feel as many that had this report who admire it, we love it. It's very, very good. So, but I want to talk of yesterday's comment, yesterday's topic.
Yeah, yesterday's topic. Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. You're allowed to
You reported that they are rearing children, ladies, girls in Abia State, and making children and selling, something like that.
Of course, yes.
In fact, It's not a good thing to hear. But my question is that, having discovered this thing, is anything being done now? Have any action been taken to stop such thing from continuing, even in that particular place?
Can I answer that? You ask me, I'll answer, because Dr. Egemba abandoned me at the studio, so I don't quite, if he was here, he would be able to jot in some things down for me. The thing is that when we say, is anything being done, what I want every Radio Biafra listener and every Biafran has you saying, what have I done to stop it from happening? Because as I was discussing before I went on air yesterday, I was discussing with Dr. Egemba, and I said to him, Doctor, why are we finding it difficult to raise the consciousness of our people to the point whereby we can get everybody to help? He gave me an analogy. He said it's like his community, isn't it, in the UK. They wanted to do a meeting. So they came to the meeting and said, everybody should go and look for a hall. So A thought that B was looking for hall. B thought that C was looking for a hall. Come the event that day, there was no hall for anybody to go into, because everybody thought that somebody else will be doing it.
Okay.
And that is the problem. So the thing is, nothing is happening. All they have done is to uncover it, maybe because of how Radio Biafra has been shouting about it. They will move the pregnant girls to another location, and the farming starts again over there. So the only thing that can eradicate evil from our society once and for all time is for us to get Biafra. Let me give you an example. If Radio Biafra was sufficiently resourced, if we have the backup, if we have the financial muscle, we will go down into that place and bring that place down. It won't exist again. Because if you don't teach people lesson, such nonsense will continue until we confront it. The Hausa police commissioner is taking bribe. Maybe when he's going back to they transfer him from there to maybe to Bauchi or Zamfara, he will go there and collect a 6-year-old girl and go with the 6-year-old as his payoff. They pay him off with one of the girls. What is a small child to take with him? They convert the child to God knows what in the north. That is people. You see, my brother, people don't understand the evil going on where we come from.
Yes,
because we are abroad. We don't know what is happening back home.
In one of my comments sometimes to Radio Biafra, I made it clear that there are certain things that need to be corrected when we must have realized Biafra. And this type of thing is one of them. But I want to suggest the elders of the indigenous people of Biafra, can't they be empowered to arrest such evil situations when they are discovered?
We can empower them, but as we said, it is those of you in the diaspora that can empower them through our youths at home who are willing to do the work. Because if our elders now come out, these are old men, of course, they are grandees, they are men of honor and integrity, and they come out now. Let's say, for instance, they issue a press release and say, what is happening is very bad. We are ordering our youths to make sure that something happens, that such nonsense will happen again. And then Peter Obi sends mobile police to go and arrest him. What can we do?
That's another thing.
Exactly. So we have to be empowered. Our people need to understand what we are talking about. This was why we lost the war. We lost the Biafran war because we were not sufficiently prepared. We did not have enough stockpile of arms to defend ourselves. We have to go and carve wood and saying, God will help us, God will fight for us. It doesn't work that way. If you don't have bullets to shoot your enemy, God cannot throw down bullets from heaven. God did that for us before when the Muslims were coming to Islamize us. But because now we have common sense, any battle we are going into with Nigeria, we have to be fortified. We have to know that we have everywhere covered so that what happened before will not happen again. If our elders, as I'm speaking to you right now, they are prepared to do, to come out, to speak, to do anything. But we don't have the infrastructure on the ground to give them the security backup that they require, because Nigeria will go to fake Biafran groups. Nigeria will go to compromise Biafran groups and say to them, oh, are you there? And other people are trying to take the glory. Go and fight them.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Exactly. So that is why we need the help of everybody.
We have to get it gradually. Again, I say, as we are forming the 10-person committee or group in countries, cities where we live in overseas, it is also necessary that in our community down in Biafran land, they are, you know, they start to, they'll be informed, and they let there be something like that going on. If we still have some 10 people groups, you know, it will help to reveal certain things that is happening in the villages, in the communities, to Radio Biafra, and we continue to expose them. We continue to expose them until people get tired and know that all their evil actions has been revealed. Again, I want to encourage you and the team. It is not easy, but I want to say that Biafra is divine. If you go to the Bible, everything that God said in the Old Testament, the blessings and every other thing, is for Biafra, because we are people who can go out empty-handed and come in full-handed. I'm not afraid for the sponsor you get, because I know that when it starts to happen now, Umuigbo will do something. Because we have been chilled, what the past group, Masob and the other people did, have chilled many people. But now I believe that our eyes are opening. And before you know it, something will begin to happen. So do not be afraid.
Thank you, my brother, for calling. But please go and register as well. You are a very formidable listener of radio. We know you very well. You are Fred Onyali from Germany. Very, very courageous, very commendable. All your advice, this is actually your brainchild. You introduced this idea into us, and our brothers are buying it all over the world. That is why we said that Radio Biafra belongs to everybody. It doesn't belong to us. Some people may think of this idea of 10 people in each country. They'll think, oh, is a Radio Biafra editorial board coming up with this idea? No, but it came from you. You're not a member of the editorial board, you're just a listener, but this was your idea, and that's where we're farming it. But let me tell you something. The home front is more prepared than we are. All they are looking for is help. Let people understand it this evening, that any help you forward to Radio Biafra is meant for our people, is meant for our boys, is meant for our youths on the ground to do the very difficult task. It's not meant for Radio Biafra. It's meant, what we are trying to get across to people is that we need to provide them with the infrastructure with which to mount a very credible resistance on the ground. And we cannot do it by wishful thinking. We need to make sure that those boys at home are sufficiently protected, that they know what to do, and they go and they do it and they come back unscathed. We know what we are doing, and we're not afraid because they are killing us. We need to defend ourselves. It's called self-defense, and that's what we're going to do.
Then I want to speak to every Biafran that is listening, that Ugo Ebrego Nambabu. So it is left for us. I get no kuni hedika, ndi no bodo ibo. Masob started at home, and they did it the way they did. Now we are in overseas, where things happen. So we have to do things like people who are outside. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much, my brother. That was is not just a friend and fan of Radio Biafra, but a very credible friend as well. Let us go and see if Dr. Egemba has been able to locate us this evening. I feel abandoned. If it is back home, he will have to pay a fine, but I know he's very busy doing other things as well. Doctor, are you there? The world is listening to you.
Yes, I am. I'm finally, in fact, system error. Go ahead.
Yes, it is good to have you on board. You've been listening to what we've been saying, and but please do stay where you are. Let us try and take this call, Doctor, because I want you to come in to summarize for us. Let us take this call, first of all, from a caller on Skype. Those of you calling on the phone, please do bear with us and call back. This is Radio Biafra. Please give the world your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good evening. This is Christian from India.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. A regular
caller. I think I want to comment on the court case. And first of all, I want to say thank you to our lead counsel, the barrister, that just gave us some tips about what happened that transpired in the court on 30th of last month.
Yes.
Yes, he's a great man indeed. And coming back to issue of our 10 people committee stuff. Hello, Pastor.
Yes, go ahead.
So, what time are we kicking off? Because Indian is set already. We have so much.
But we said all of you should go down and register in the volunteer form. So
yeah, already they are registered so far. So far, so good. They've been registered.
Have they? Okay, we'll go and have a look. Once you're up to 10, we will not allow any other person to come in. We are saying it now. Once we are 10, don't go and be crying and saying you are left out. Once India is up to 10, no other person will join that group. It is closed and closed forever until we get Biafra. That is how we want to do, because our people must be able to realize that when you go to the motor park, you just don't always wait for the vehicle to be filled up before you go and start trying to look for attachment to sit down, to travel. You must have faith in what you're doing. And for us to have this faith, we are placing this struggle in the hands of 10 people in each country. It's not going to be run by one person again telling you, I'm the leader, follow me. We need the input of every diaspora and every Biafran in the diaspora to make what we are doing happen. So everybody's input is important. We are carrying everybody along. So in India, yourself and the other people who have completed their forms will form the nucleus of that. And we will not go anywhere else.
So seriously. They are registering very seriously. And I think the response here now been able to mobilize most people, and I think I'm pushing interest into them. I'm forcing interest into them, and they've been concurring. They are willing to be of help and struggle for their fatherland.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. God bless you. We are encouraged by the work that you're doing. You are a great leader in your own right. Everybody is. Now is the time to show leadership. You don't go and be dragging and say, make me chairman, make me coordinator. Now is the time to show it. Organize 10 people where you are. Get them to register, and the door is shut. Anybody else coming, we will not listen to that person. We want to go and start knocking on the doors of freedom as quickly as possible. We want to start stopping all the abominations in Igbo land. We want to stop all the nonsense happening in Biafra land, and the time is now. So the world can know that we mean business. So far, we have not meant business. All we've been doing is talking and writing in the newspaper and online, Facebook, Yahoo, Gmail, all rubbish. Action is what matters.
Yes, Mr. Kenny, I am of opinion that this our rally, our agitation, public agitation, I'm of the opinion that we should put it, I think, on our Nigerian Independence Day, which is October 1st.
Yes.
I think it's it would be a very ideal time or date when, if they are celebrating their independence, then we are doing our own agitation.
Absolutely. It sounds like a very good idea, and we'll look into it. Thank you very much. Keep mobilizing people, not just in India. All your friends, put it on Facebook. Tell people to visit Radio Biafra website at least twice every day. One in the morning, one in the evening. Download the program and listen to it at your own leisure. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. We still have Dr. Egemba on the line, and we have a lot of callers. He's had so much, and we are hoping and praying that he can give us a very, let's say, brief summary of what he's heard so far, including Barrister Emeka's contribution, who just returned, the lead attorney for Biafra, who just returned from representing Biafra in the law court at the Federal High Court 2 in Owerri. Please, Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, please, okay. Go ahead.
Right, it's quite interesting, and it has like happening that Barrister Emeka had a self-journey back home. We thank God and the God of Biafra for granting him that journey back to UK. Obviously, as he said, I must confess, I didn't, due to a system error, I didn't catch the full summary he did. But I've been following the incident, what happened in where I came to, on the target of the month. So it is happening to know that the case is still alive. Nigeria this time answered the call, and the objections have been raised and been duly answered. So we are now waiting for the judge, if everything now is in his hand, so that on the 25th of June, he will give his opinion and reading about the progress, how far we are going to move. But whichever way it goes, we, the African people all over the world, we are waiting and to take this matter forward. If they win in our favor, it's a good news. If they win against us, it's even a better good news. That's the only thing I can say for now.
Yes, thank you very much, Doctor. That is Dr. Egemba, who managed to find me eventually, and I'm very grateful. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra, we are coming to you from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and I also have Dr. Egemba with me. We have another caller on the line. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, give us your name and where you are. Hello. They're not able to hear us. They can't hear us, which is rather surprising, because the caller is from the United Kingdom. The call should be as swift as possible. It should be as smooth as possible. We are reporting this evening, in case you're joining us, you're not aware of our headlines. We are reporting this evening that Goodluck Jonathan has abandoned Borno State, according to the governor, to Boko Haram. They have given up the fight at Borno to Boko Haram. Boko Haram has effectively claimed their first area, their first territory in Nigeria. Borno State has been abandoned to Boko Haram to do with as they please. What are the ramifications of this for Nigeria? What does it portend for those of us pursuing Biafra in truth and honestly? Let's go and ask this caller. Well, I think this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Yes, go ahead.
Emeka na Malaysia.
Emeka from Malaysia, go ahead.
Yeah, Emeka from Malaysia. Makambu na Emeka Malaysia.
There we.
Amanunne men.
Yeah, go ahead. Are you listening to the program? Inege Radio Biafra ubua. Inege, are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Basalo ibebe na 30th of Amagalaga.
Yes.
Yeah, anu kwa na azina kana April Stone. Anu kwa enjoyment. Kedi ba kuto basalo ngebele, kedi keba kwa aku aneku na magu ni ya kedi ba kwa aku aneku na papa eni ya kana mama eni ya kedi ba kwa aku kaya malo.
Owo na inege oziana basa kambe mbega anu na the barrister Biafra Lotagon anye ni akuru oku ona na Audrey here at the train station. We have to speak in English for our wider audience to understand. Of course, you can respond to me in Igbo, it doesn't matter. Barrister Emeka spoke to us at length. I interviewed him a short while ago when he arrived in London. He was at Stratford Station when I spoke to him. Yeah. He told us what is happening. He explained to us the niceties of the law, what the law says and what is going to happen on the 25th of June. Nigeria raised what is called preliminary objection to the competency of the jurisdiction of the court, which in layman's person means, what right does the court have in order to hear such a case questioning the sovereignty of Nigeria? But yeah, that was, not dismissed. The judge is going to rule on that objection on the 25th of June. In other words, if we go to the court on the 25th of June and the judge says, my court has no right to hear this case, the case will be dismissed.
Yeah. Okay.
So what Dr. Ekemba just said, if you listened a short while ago, Dr. Ekemba said, if they dismiss our case, it's good for us. They allow us to proceed to full hearing. Good for us. It doesn't matter. Our final destination is the international court. That's where we are going. We want to fulfill the legal criteria, the legal, we want to fulfill whatever is there to be fulfilled before we come out of Nigeria. But we are going there eventually. If they don't give us justice in Nigeria, we'll come outside Nigeria. We are listening.
Even what an Nigerian, I can't have egg, a new subunte, like the boy rent. Understand?
Yes.
Such a lube. If I am not around, all of the people in America, I don't know, no need me. No need me. But I am not, as I am Fabia Tabi, I be age. But I have to do to a bomb. Now, I must say, I don't make an amnesty. Yet, I will. So I come from now. See, we do live in a libo. The man will make out produce a talo. And I call if I know about Chris, all those my Chris in the capital lawyer, all those people in my Jordan, my farm, hello. What I do? I suppose the youth in the Biafra. I'm an Biafra DK. Come back, so I'm going to come back. I'm a pattern. Come on, I am a fork. I said, what's up for dialogue? And I don't mean busy. Get in a room and a very wine. What I do?
I is your good.
A queen, a wine. Aha. He wasn't looking at any of the family. I'm a good open up. I made the name without the email violence.
So,
I made this point.
India Nina, Eporaho, where Makanya Maka, or the Gaka Gay with any Maka, Masiha with any Maka, actually hanging at.
Oh yeah, because what's it good? I put it on the Jenna Befa, the window. I'm my case, you don't believe you were I'm a man there. Yet I go. All the men one there. They come.
Hello, I know one in and I knew he was awesome one. I know one in and I knew he knew the whole world is listening.
The cool beyond yet I go.
Now, him to the jogger. Oh, my, I jump to the jogger. Ema ndi Igbo le no na dano na Biafra ndi no na mba ndi ozo
na mba ndi ozo
ema yini ne ma go na Malaysia ma muwa no na London ma ndi na Evere ma ndi na America ma Canada imolanye de
mba
ehe msiki ugbu a na anyi karire 3 million ige kweta ebe ọ na-anụ anyị nwa ọkụ n'obi ọ bụ gịnị mere anyị ga anyị agaghị eme ihe na nke onwe anyị anyị achọwa ka ọ dị ụzọ ka alụ ha ndị akwa akwa natakwa ego ekwensu na Nigeria ka ha banye anya ego. Why should we do that? Why should we look on them? Ebe ọ na-emetụ gị n'obi, what stops you from contributing $1, £1 every month? Si lekwa ihe m ga na-atụ ka m nwere ike nyere ụmụnne anyị aka n'ụlọ ka ha gaa lụọ ọgụ a. What stops you from doing that? Why must we wait for money bags from Nigeria to do something? I don't understand this.
If you lazy, I na-achọ ka emepe our own branch na Malaysia now. Can I contribute to that? Ego a ikwu na-ebu because I need to have you. At least I'm not about to lose your fuma. Nigga, my evil no new. You have to go look at any nigger. I'm about to go evil no new. Make this window on the way for any man.
Of course.
Yes, I will need you. They can put money in this lady of my town and this in the
union.
Yes. If you're my man, I need the guy support to be a blanket to the
This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Odilemo Oloku.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I'm calling from Manchester in the UK.
From Manchester, go ahead. The world is listening. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, first, I want to appreciate you guys and for the good job that you've been doing.
Thank you.
And what I really want to say is that back home in Biafra land, particularly in the Igbo areas,
yes,
I think we will need an arrowhead. Somebody who can stand. Somebody who can give directives. That is very important in my own opinion. Mm. Because most of our people, I do know the Igbos, what they want is a leader. Somebody who can stand in front and say, come on, go over there, they will go. Somebody who can motivate them. That's my belief. Although they all need funding.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual, I'm doing my part. I'm making some publicity. I've gone to the website. I've done my own direct debit. Starting in the next 15 days. But at the end of it all, we need an arrowhead in Biafra land.
We have that already, but we don't want to announce him to the world. If you announce him to the world without the sufficient backup, Nigeria will try to buy him or to assassinate him using other fake compromise Biafran groups. We know that very well. So we know
that
what
we're doing.
We know what we're... When we, as I said before, that anybody who knows Radio Biafra from 2009 knows that anything we tell you we're going to do, we do it. We are saying that Nigeria will not exist in its form, that the whole world will be talking about Biafra by next year. Every people who don't talk about Biafra now, that if you type in Biafra in a Word document, there is a red line underneath, which means this word doesn't exist. By next year, they will take off the red line underneath the word Biafra, and they will recognize the word Biafra the way that Nigeria have now. What we are saying is this. People should emulate what you have done. Very simply, go and set up a direct debit coming to Radio Biafra. There are people at home waiting. There are people waiting for the right support to come. What we don't want to do is to start something we cannot finish. We don't want to start anything we cannot finish. We want any time we embark upon this campaign, it will be ceaseless until they beg us. I said it, that Nigeria will beg us to take Biafra. The world will be begging us, take your Biafra and leave us alone. And we'll tell them no.
Exactly.
They'll be the ones begging us to go. Because they have done everything imaginable to us and we have endured it. We are the second largest people to be killed in modern history. Awolowo and Gowon killed 3.5 million of us. We kept quiet. Boko Haram has been killing us. No, Matasine killed us. Hisba killed us. All those nonsense groups in the north, we kept quiet. And the world, people are now thinking that Igbos are just cowards. They just talk and they do trading and they watch home movie and they drink Golda and eat Nkwobi and that their life is over. But we are telling them that we are coming. We are coming and we are coming, and they will see with their two eyes.
And again, what you just said about an arrowhead is there already, not to be announced. That is very, very wonderful. Because from what we are seeing, I can say categorically clear that our problem is within the Igbo land. It's within the Igbos. If we want to move, we're going to move.
Simple.
Like, we are holding ourselves back. I begin to wonder, I've not seen an Hausa man own a house in the East. I've not seen that.
Because they're not stupid. House in the East. More local, they are not stupid. They are not foolish. Hausa, Yoruba people, they are not daft. They are not foolish.
But if you go to the north, every look and corner of the north, you find an Igbo man owns a house there.
Of course.
And they own the best houses.
And they call it intelligence. You are an intelligent person. Build. You're a tenant and you're planting flower, doing landscape. Is that possible?
So you begin to wonder where are we heading to? Wherever we go is look at what happened in Osisioma. I begin to wonder, where are these red cap chiefs that moving about Jose and Dozo? Where are they? Does it mean there's nobody in that village?
No, there isn't.
There's nobody in that village that can say, hey, what you're doing is good, it's not good.
Because the Nigerian police will come. If you talk to me, if I have a baby farm, the way they have farms now, like all over Ibo Land, farming children. If I have a baby farm, will come. I'll go and give the money. I will take a 10-year-old girl to the Hausa Fulani police commissioner and say, I dash you this one. There is more coming. Come and arrest this man. They will arrest you now. That's the way it happens.
Then the final thing I want to say is that if we were in the nearest future, how do we cope these excesses that we are bringing in from Nigeria? How do we handle that?
How do we expunge ourselves of all these excesses coming from Nigeria?
Yeah, because it is we
use the law. More look, we use the law. If you take bribe as a judge, you will be hanged publicly. If you take bribe as a police officer, you will be hanged. You will be killed. Anything that you do to undermine the law of the land, you will not live to see it. If every child has the right to go to school, free education to whatever level they want to go to, no child will do hawking. If you're giving birth to children because you want your children to feed you, then you'll be in prison. Children will be free, will be ward of the state, will have their school uniform provided by the state, will have their books provided by the state, they will have the best classrooms ever. They may be going back to infested, mosquito-infected shack to sleep, but when they come to school, they will have the finest things that life can give. No child will do hawking. Let us get it abundantly clear. Biafra cannot be like Nigeria. If Biafra is like Nigeria, all our efforts would have been in vain. Biafra is going to be different. Every child has the right to free education, fully paid. People in universities, they will have their bursaries and their grants paid to them to go to quality universities, not these glorified secondary school, commercial schools they have, not even secondary school. I don't know if you know what's a commercial school in those days.
That's what I know what you mean.
Commercial school, not even secondary talkers of university.
Because so in the Ibo Land, you know as well as I do that there are so many atrocities.
You see,
it's hard for a young man to afford a piece of land in Ibo Land. You know that.
I know that. Yes, I do. All of that will change because there'll be free housing. Don't forget that here we have council houses. What do
exactly.
you know what it takes to build a house? Do you think it takes a lot to build a decent house?
No.
Exactly. So there'll be free house. You see, food, shelter, clothing, and education, and infrastructural development will not play with it. If you drive about in England from 8-9 p.m., you see road maintenance going on every blessed day. So the public works department of each area will have people building roads morning, noon, and night, maintaining roads morning, noon, and night. There'll be no rest until we have built a perfect country. If you are the head of state of Biafra, the condition of office will be so difficult that if you don't love your people, you cannot serve there. If you're coming to look for money in Biafra, we are telling you are clearly mistaken. Radio Biafra is running next to nothing. Radio Biafra was started with nothing. We took Nigeria to court with nothing. Anybody thinking that coming into either Radio Biafra or Bilie or Big Biafra or Biafra Liberation Council because they want to make money, they are backing up the wrong tree. Because they will not get anything. We are not founded on money, and money doesn't move us.
Yeah, finally, I think we should talk more about the kind of effort that we want. Because if you speak to anybody, the Biafrans are around, the way they look at you is a kind of, are you stupid? Are you kidding? I've tried making contact, talking to people, sending text messages. Each time it comes on air, I contact people, telling them, look, this is what's happening. It's like you are stupid. So let us talk more about the kind of Biafra that we want. That all these things that happen in Nigeria will not get into Biafra when we finally get there. Then we should talk more about that.
We will do so. It's part of the educational series that I spoke to the barrister about, and Dr. Gemba as well as UCMFO. We will be able to return to those series to talk about the type of Biafra that we want.
Exactly.
Because the type of Biafra that we want will be embedded in law and tradition, value system, and culture. Not just, House of Assembly said this. Now, let me put it to you this way. If you want everybody to have light in a country, do you know what you do?
No.
I will tell you. You ban generator.
Everybody.
You have to put something in place before you ban generator. No. But of course, we have that already. We have coal at Enugu to generate electricity with. We have wall-to-wall sunlight. I can give you hot water in your house using photovoltaic sheets. You don't need boiler in your house. Your zinc, the roofing you have in your house is hot enough, nearly 60 right. degrees centigrade, to give you hot water. We are Biafrans. We are blessed by God. We know how to use technology to get what we want. Radio Biafra is setting example in that regard. What we are doing, Radio Nigeria cannot do it. And we don't have their budget. If we have their budget, we will surpass CNN. If you give us the budget, half of the budget that Radio Nigeria has, we will be greater and bigger than CNN. That's what I'm telling you. So we have the technology. If you come into a country and the president doesn't have generator, only emergency services will have generator. If you make it that way, the president will make it as a point of duty to ensure that it's light 24 hours a day. Because he wouldn't want to be bitten by mosquitoes. So why should big people have generators when other poor people are suffering? Why should an idiot, an imbecile, leave work in the evening and be traveling with siren? Siren will only be meant for police, ambulance, and fire. Anything else, you walk and you crawl in the traffic like any other human being. Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, who is more powerful than all the governors in Nigeria put together, goes to work on a bicycle. If you exactly. cannot find your way to work as a minister of state, you get out and do something else.
Exactly. Okay. Finally, I will use this opportunity to ask Biafrans who are listening. Chip in what you can. Like you rightly said, we're over 3 million outside the Igbo land. If everyone decides to give £1 every month, I mean, it's a lot of money.
With £1 every month, we will bring Nigeria to a halt within weeks.
So wherever you are, chip in something every Biafran place.
Thank you very much, Mologu. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Thank you. I think we still have Obior and Namani on the line. We don't know if he's still there. Namani, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, please. And thank you for your patience. You've been waiting very patiently. Thank you for that.
Do not mention. You know, I have listened to all you have been saying, and you speak well. So, my contribution in this issue is that I like all you have been doing and all you have said. Because particular people cannot keep on enjoying the wealth of the nation while other people are suffering. It's very unfair. And that is what is causing problem in Nigeria. So, but my own contribution is that, you know, in 2004, I was a member of Amazon.
Yeah, and Namani, stay there for a minute. Just stay there for 1 second. Don't go away. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. I'm calling from United States.
Dorothy from United States. Go ahead.
Yes. So I just want to encourage you. I really appreciate what Radio Biafra is doing. I'm a Biafran myself. And I would like to encourage other Biafran women, because I know that we are listening and it's really important. It's imperative that we take this project seriously. There were a lot of things that I wanted to talk about, but you basically have covered everything. And I just want to, again, encourage everyone. And on my part, because I know that you're always asking what we're going to do. So on my part, I am telling a lot of people. I'm really, you know, informing a lot of people. As a matter of fact, this weekend there's a family that I'm going to be meeting. They are Igbos as well. Mm-hmm. And know how we can raise some, you know, money and help out in the project. And I think for now that is as much as I can give, but
yes,
that's basically what I just want to say today.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Which state are you in? Where are you calling? Which state are you in?
I'm in California.
In California. Okay. Thank you very much. I wanted to ask you to go and see other people, but you've planned that already and you're doing it. Please, whatever you do, coordinate and make sure that people are interested in what we are doing. We said it previously and we'll say it again. Any day our women, any day our girls, any day our ladies like yourself come out in this struggle to be at the forefront of it, we know we are closer to heaven. Because our women has been noted down the years for defending their men. In 1923, the Uhuru riots. In 1929, the Aba Women's Riot. In 1949, at coal, in the coal riots, when Igbo men were locked out and not allowed to go down the coal mines, the women took to the streets and reverted that. So our women have been noted for far greater political activism than even the men. So please, we welcome you on board. Try as much as you can to email Radio Biafra. We do need your contact details because Amarachi is here trying to help. We have an English lady, Carol Monde, who is interested. There is another lady from Sweden as well, who is also European, interested, so that all of you can get something going as quickly as possible. We are very grateful. Go and fill in the volunteer form on the website or send us an email, anything at all, so we can have your contact. We are very grateful. The entire Biafran family is grateful. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Nnamani is still on the line. You have Nnamani, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, please. You heard what our sister said from California in America. Normally, we'll be coming to an end, but Dr. Egemba is still there, and I'm going to go back to him to try to summarize the program this evening. But please go ahead. You've heard what the sister said. You've heard what everybody have said. What is your contribution this evening?
Okay. Yes, my contribution is that, you know, in 2004, I was a member of a MAZOP. And this MAZOP is well organized. I can say that in the 2004, that Obasanjo has a very good intention for people of Biafra. Did you understand?
Yes,
2004, 2005, because the way he's talking, the way he organized a MAZOP is very terrible. I even went to the training, because he was well trained like a soldier. Even ready to face Nigerian government. So, upon all these things, now that I have gone back, I don't know what is happening, but there is a need that you will try to organize and invite him in the Radio Biafra to come and speak on his own part. He must to come to speak. And when he comes, then you have to interview him, and the people will begin to hear him. And you know, all these is members of MAZOP will now be able to join the Radio Human Rights Initiative. He has to travel to them. If he's weak, then he has to encourage the members to join the moving train. So they will be moving forward, because the man have already tried. We cannot forget all he's trying. Because do you know, we were sleeping in a bush. We sleep in a bush, I think, 1 week, 2 weeks, while training to know how to fight or something like that. So the man tried, and he retained the time to be able to gather us up. So we should not be able to be condemning him for what I've done, because human beings is the most dangerous thing to deal with. And sometimes we human beings make mistakes. Even the angels in heaven sometimes make mistakes, and God throw them down here. But that does not make them to be an enemy to God, because sometimes they all communicate. So we must be able to invite them. And sometimes some of these are our senators. Like all Joseph Kano, I have been following all his speech, both his interview, and he's speaking good of our people. Sometimes you try to organize all those top politicians to come and speak, because everyone has his own what he will say. Even if you want to give somebody, must let the person to speak first. So if those are politicians, if you invite them, I am sure they are going to make time to come and talk to us. Look at what Uchechukwuma Rije said concerning Obasanjo. This thing was in the front of all newspapers. Because whenever they speak, they will always have weight. Did you understand? Because they're already in government, and if they want to fight for freedom, look at Scotland. The people that are fighting there is people that is in government. So if people in government join us in this struggle, that is when things is going to be moving more faster. Because okay.
Let me address some of the points you've raised, because that is the myth all the time. That is the problem that we have, that our people cannot distinguish between what is patently evil and what is good. I say this because not a lot of people of this generation were born in Igbo land. If you were born in Igbo land, I'm sure that you are, and a few other people who are born in Igbo land, you will understand that there is something called Ocho. There is something called Nsoala. There are some things you don't do and get away with it. You are not comparing like with like. For people to tell me to go and meet Ojo Zokalo, to what he has been saying recently, I ask those people, do you know what Ojo Zokalo did to his own brother in 1999 at PDP Jos Conference? When he backed a Yoruba man against his own brother, Alex Ekweme? Do you know what Jim Nwobodo did in Jos when he was speaking Hausa to our people? Have you people forgotten? Is that how your memory works? And you think these people who cannot build one industry, who cannot build roads, who are there and our daughters are harlots, who are there and our young men are kidnappers, you're telling me that I can give you Biafra? Is that what you're telling me? You are telling me to convert with people who do not understand there is something called honor and dignity. You are telling me to mix with people who can talk about Biafra in the morning, in the evening they're campaigning for PDP. You want me to talk about people who in the morning it is Biafra with people dying and in the evening they're dining with Goodluck Jonathan and the wife. Wearing peace, sewing uniform and wearing peace uniform. You're telling me that those people are freedom fighters? Do you know what is Biafra? Do you think that Biafra is any other country? Do you think that Biafran agitation for freedom is like any other you have seen before? We are fighting on all fronts against demons greater than us, and they're using our people to do it. That was why we allowed Opa Biaseka to be the governor of East Central Nigeria. In any other country, Opa Biaseka should have been assassinated in office. But he was allowed to stay in office. Because of that, Nigeria found a way into our people. Every governor you have, every senator you have, they put them in power. And you're telling me to go to agents of Nigerian Hausa Fulani people to go and ask them to give us Biafra? God forbid, but then I will not do that on my own part. If you want to do it, I will support you to go and do it. But I will not do it on my own because they have let us down. There is something in life called consistency. You have to, if you hear tomorrow that Nnamdi Kanu, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, Uche Mefa, Amarachi Okpara, Barrister Emeka, Barrister Mamezu, Chukwuma Ebunezu Ekpa, abandon the struggle to go and start discussing with Nigeria, what would you make of me? What would you think of me? How do you think people will look at my family? How do you think people will see my son? I'm asking you. How do you think people will regard me? And then they will say, oh, we all make mistakes. You don't make mistake with a country's future. You don't mess about with the fate of a nation. If you're looking to make a name or you want to be a businessman, go outside and do something else with it. When you're serving your people, you have only two options. I keep saying it every blessed night. You either succeed in what you're doing or you die trying to do so. That is what makes you a man of honor and of principle and of value. You don't go and negotiate with your enemy because you want to drive a Jeep. You don't go and negotiate with your enemy because you want a chieftaincy title. You don't go to negotiate with the enemy because you want material things of this earth. Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on earth. If Biafra is not good enough for you, you're not good enough for Biafra. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are in the world. I don't know if Dr. Egemba is still there. If Dr. Egemba is still there, I would like him to come in very briefly to summarize for us, please, before we close. Doctor, are you still there? Is Dr. Egemba there? I think we may have missed him completely. We may have missed him. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are calling from. I think it is just the very wrong person. Let us try and take this call and see who it is. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are calling from. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to the world. Your name and where you're calling from. Please. But go ahead. The world is listening to you. We are overrunning, but it doesn't matter. This is our radio station. We do whatever we like here. And our brothers and our sisters are listening from all over the world. So please go ahead.
Hey, just to make my own contribution for the day, I've been listening to all the comments coming from all over the world. And I'm grateful that some people are reaching some other areas that we are gearing up. And I believe that if we keep it up, and we will soon achieve what we want. There is no going back on Biafra. That's what people should know. There's no we're not going to compromise. We're not going to play second fiddle. It's Biafra or nothing.
So, but how about all the people that are asking us to go to all these compromised, decaying, diseased
politicians? No, we will not, because that is what is holding us down. We have gone that way and we have achieved nothing. So, since we have
thank you very much.
That's what people say. If a road is very good, then people would like to travel to use that road again. So we have found that it's a bumpy road and we can't try. You will not get us anywhere. So absolutely. That's the thing. If you are if we have fighting a struggle and then we go halfway. You know, it's not worth fighting for. So that's what the Wazirika have done. If we have gone halfway and then decided to backslide, then why should people continue to follow you? Because
there is nothing to follow there. Please, but hold the line. Stay where you are for a second. Stay where you are. Let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Have we missed him? We have lost the caller on the line. We have lost him. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are reaching you from London this evening. Normally, we end the program at 9, but we are continuing because the Biafran issue is more important than my own comfort as a person. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ono. I'm coming from Spain.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead.
And Nandi, I want to congratulate you for everything you are doing. You know, you are really trying a lot, you know.
Thank you.
I really have a lot of passion for what you are doing, and I'm seeing the really passion in your team. I know you guys will not compromise. I know that inside me from the way you are speaking, you know. So I just want to say about this, our politicians, they are all compromised. Even, you know, they have been there. They claim state. They didn't give us enough state. Like other regions, they are there. They are checking out in everything in Nigerian government. How did they think if they come now in Biafra, we will not fail? They are fellows, because Hausa and Yoruba people have 10 states, 9 states, 6 states, a lot of local governments sharing Nigerian resources, and they are there. They couldn't negotiate on our behalf. Now, who think that if they come now in this Biafra journey, if we go down, begging them to join, they will not fail us again.
They will sell you. They will sell the whole thing and pocket the money.
So this is a very clear issue. And then the other point again, I'll just say briefly, the other point about this baby fasting you're talking about, is a sign of failed state. It's a sign of lawless society. It's not actually evil-made. This is a society we find ourselves. A failed state, if you go in a country where things function normal, is the work of the police. Even this thing will not come to this stage. The police could have done everything before it reached this stage. So we are in a cage. You really used to say that we are in a cage called a country. It's a sign of failed state. Even the government, the people in government, they couldn't even protect themselves. The citizens, there is kidnapping, bombing, a lot of different things happening every day. So this is just one part of that failed state signal. A lot of things, even worse than that, is happening in Nigeria. It's just that you find out this one that you are seeing. But there are many things, even worse than this, happening in other parts of Nigeria.
Of course.
You know?
Yes.
So these are the way we find ourselves. So the only remedy we have is to find a way to get out of this shit. We have really suffered a lot. You know, I've been in many African countries. Please, the diaspora, you guys are saying there are 3 million. It's just the ones in Europe or in US or those sides. I might believe that if it is evil people in other parts of the world, like Africa, in any other, we are more than 20 million, but we are more than 20 million or even outside of Nigeria. Because I was born in Cameroon, and the day we have any occasion, we close shop in Cameroon, everywhere will be dried up, like if there is nobody in the country. This is the truth. We are blessed.
My goodness.
We are blessed. It's only that we never have the way to coordinate. God has given us everything. Intelligence, hard working, you know. But it's only now how to find a way to you know, this war we fought with these people last time. They really find a way to destroy us.
They did.
It's only now to find a way to coordinate these blessings God has given us to move forward. Well, the sky is our limit. Even no matter the oil, we will take pick everybody who is standing on if this Biafra succeeds, it will be like a reference point in African continent. I know that. I know what our people is capable. It's just that the Nigerian system is dragging us back. It's dragging everybody back. So that's how it goes. You know? So I just want you guys to carry on. Keep on, you know. And the country is very, very compromised. Imagine Boko Haram, all these Niger dead. If you kill too many people, they're calling for amnesty.
Yes.
So when we start this process, you know, you will see that we even cannot for this thing, but we will not accept because it's very, very compromised now, this country. That's why if you kill 20 people, they will just call out for amnesty. That's what happened. So if this fire will just explode once, if our people can get it, and that's why I just I'm very grateful for the work you guys are doing, because this is the most critical job you are doing, like to mobilize our people, to enlighten them. This is the key of anything we want to do. Here in Spain, we are trying, we are working on the ground. A lot of guys are doing, you know, our people are always skeptics. They want to be sure. They want to see signs. They want to see news. I have more than 30 people listening to Radio Biafra here. But to move one step forward, you know, they want to be sure. You know, that I'm working, I'm doing the best I could. I believe God, with time, when the mobilization will begin fully, you will see our own part and any contribution we're going to make. You know, we are here. We are not hungry. We are working hard here. We are trying. So there's no shaking. So I wish all you guys the best, and all our brothers all over the world who are listening now, I just want to wish them all the best and to stand strong, that one day God wish have to happen for us in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. And we need to do something ourselves. God will not come to fight this battle for us. What can you do from Europe? That is remains the question. Go to the website, fill in a volunteer form, set up a standing order if you're in Europe.
I will do it, but I just want to get about the number. Then we'll see whether we
can start. You can start with yourself. Start
we are working
yourself.
On it.
Start with yourself first, and then you can set an example for others to follow. Start with yourself and say, this is what I have done. That was what the reformers did. That's what our brother did in the United States, in Texas. That is what our Moloku has done here. Start something yourself. Say, I have started, because A is waiting for B, B is waiting for C, C is waiting for D, all the way to Z. Nobody's doing anything. Just saying, God bless you, God bless you. That is not good enough. We need to support our people on the ground. Our boys on the ground are willing to work. Our youths on the ground, they will need to be mobilized. They are hungry. They are not as rich as Yoruba kids or as rich as Hausa kids on oil money. They have nothing. Even the little that should come to them, the governors have taken it away. Our men are dying. Our boys are starving. Our women are prostitutes. We need to stop it. And talking alone cannot solve it. We need to do something.
You're right.
Mobilize it ourselves. Nobody can do that for us. Thank you very
much. You're right. I'm gonna register within this day, today or tomorrow. You're gonna see me there.
Thank you very much.
You know?
And God bless you.
Okay, thank
God
you.
Bless you. God bless you.
God bless you guys.
Yes, thank you. I don't know if Dr. Egemba is still there, so he can summarize the tonight's program for us. Doctor, are you still there?
Hello, yes.
Yes, Doctor, please summarize. We have overrun slightly.
That's no problem. I hope our listeners will understand, and I'm sure they are enjoying the program. I just want to add one thing to this suggestion someone made about inviting these so-called evil politicians. I want to throw him and throw them a challenge. Even if we invite them to Radio Biafra to interview them, to ask them questions, I can guarantee you with absolute certainty that they will not answer honor the call. They will not come. Because the mere mentioning of Biafra will send the chill, powerful chill in their spinal cord. They know what they are doing. The mere mention of Biafra will send them into an irrevocable coma. Because they know that when they are associated with Biafra and the Biafran cause, the route to Abuja will be shut down. Their oil blocks will be taken away from them. Their contract will be taken away from them. The appointment will not materialize. So, with all these things, are you telling me that they will come to Radio Biafra to talk about how they will miss all the privileges they are enjoying in Abuja? They will not come. So the girl that had made that suggestion, I am throwing him a challenge.
Hello, doctor. Your line is a bit shaky. I'll try and reconnect you. This is Radio Biafra. Are you still there? Hello, the caller on Skype. Are you there? They may have gone. Let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is... my name is Femi.
Yes.
From Abuja, Nigeria.
Your name is what?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
My name is Tony from Abuja, Nigeria.
Go ahead, we are listening. Go ahead, we are listening to you.
Go ahead. Please, today is my first day of getting to the station, and I'm very happy of what you guys are doing. I've been looking for things to air my own view.
Go ahead. You have the opportunity now, so go ahead.
The area I want to raise my emphasis is the support aspect. How do we support this? How do we be the means of supporting the Biafra movement? As a financial aid,
and all, like that,
how do we get the opportunity? How do we do it?
If you go to the website, you will see and click on donate button. If you are in Nigeria and you want to support, you will see the bank account to support in Nigeria. Not that your money is not all we want. We want you as well. You go to the volunteer.
I've been bothering my mind since. I've been looking for people.
Good. What we ask you to do is go to the Radio Biafra on your mobile phone or to a cafe or with a laptop or whatever. Go to Biafra community, because we're a community all over the world. Go and register and volunteer. Tell us what you can do. Tell us what you can do. Any occupation, I don't mind if you're a road sweeper or pan wine tapper. Tell us the skill you can bring to the struggle. That's what we need now. We don't want people saying, praise the Lord, the God, in the name of Jesus, everything will be okay. We have gone past that stage. We have gone past the stage.
God has done everything for us.
Thank you very much.
God, I thank you guys for, in terms of people suggesting you guys to meet these other guys. I don't think they're good for that. They can't be in two countries at the same time.
Thank you.
They can't be supporting Nigeria and at the end, supporting Jeffra as well.
It's impossible. You cannot serve two masters.
You can only be in one country.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So come for first time with us.
Thank you very much.
What is the talent of the people of presidents in next year, 2015? These other guys also want them to get boosted. So they can't support you and support them as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Go and do what I have asked you to do, because your country
is
waiting for you to serve it. Thank you very much. And God bless you wherever you are. Just go and do as we've said. There is somebody waiting on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. Please lower the volume, please. And then, yes, lower the volume. Give us your name and where you are, please. Lower the volume of your device, please.
Is it okay now?
Is still lower it further, because you and I can interact with Dr. Ekemba via your phone. So it doesn't matter. The whole world is listening to your voice. It doesn't matter. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now? Hello?
Better. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Emeka Eric. I'm calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan. Please still lower. I can hear my voice still. Please lower it. I beg you, please.
Okay. Is it okay now?
Yes, it's better now. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, so I want to thank you people for what you have been doing.
Thank you.
And I'm so grateful to be able to connect with you today.
Thank you.
You see, there are a lot of people within the Igbos who are so keen on achieving this Biafra. And the people have already started. It's like a step in the right direction. But I think the best thing for Radio Biafra to do is to reach out to some certain prominent Igbo people who can assist. Now, we that are the ordinary Igbo citizens or indigenous, we also have our own part to play. Like you people are soliciting for funds. I know that here in Pakistan, you know, I can be sending any amount that I have to support this Radio Biafra and this Biafra project. But at the same time, I believe that Radio Biafra should, you know, explore some certain avenues where they can generate, you know, quick fund, and a fund that, you know, that can sustain this project. I want us to look on what somebody has said here. We don't have to run people down. We don't have to say condemn people or just shut our doors on negotiation. We can get Biafra through war. We can get Biafra through negotiation. Like what Bile is doing now, we can also get Biafra through other legal means. But all these things need backing of the people. If people can understand, you know, and study how South Africa came to get their own independence. You have to find out that a whole lot of people were involved, though they have different kind of views on how to achieve that. But at the end of the day, if this group or individual still believe in that civil struggle, I think we should bring them in. There is no way we can have that unanimity of view. There is no way, you know, we can have a certain method, kind of a standard to set and say, if you don't go through this way, then you are not with us. Now, I want Radio Biafra, if it is possible, to reconcile with somebody like Ralph Wazurike, no matter his mistakes, no matter his shortcomings. I think he already started like we people started. I want to tell you that there are some people too who wouldn't like what Radio Biafra is doing. That does not mean that people are not doing the right thing. Now, most people don't like the way Wazurike is going about it. But at least, I think he has tried. And I believe he has suffered for Biafra. Now, he wants to face treason charges in the court because of Biafra. So if you say that this man has already compromised on Biafra, most people won't understand it. So I would like us to reconcile with somebody like Wazurike. I will also want us not to say that most people politicians are Nigerian agents. No, there are some people in that Senate who still believe in Igbo struggle.
Like who?
People like Chukwuerije.
Yes.
Chukwuerije believe in Igbo struggle. Ngige believe in Igbo struggle.
What have they done? What have they done? Give me a practical example.
Let me finish.
Go on.
Someone like Odus Okalo is no saint, but people can change. Now, maybe he has seen the injustice in that Nigerian system. Maybe he has seen that it is better for him to fight for the Igbos than to compromise and sell that Igbo struggle. I believe that people should invite him to come. People like Wazurike, people like Chukwuerije Ngige, people like even Ben, who is the personal assistant to the president on National Assembly matters, you know. And this sort of guy, don't say that they won't come. Don't preempt what they have in mind. Just invite them to come. And another thing is, people can go and meet them. You people can go and I can't go and meet Ozu Zakali. He can't listen to me. But I know that you are a prominent man. You can go and talk to him. If all these people can support you, Lord Biafra, you know, in the open, they might support you indirectly. Do you understand? There are a lot of struggles going on in the world, which even those in government are sponsoring without nobody knowing about it. So we can't just shut our doors on these people believing that we can go it alone. No. We need to bring them on board.
Thank you. You've made some very good points. I'm coming. Please try to answer my questions.
Okay.
You've made some very good points. Do you know Oju Zokalo at all very well?
I don't know him in person.
The person called Alex Ekweme, do you know who he is?
Yes, Alex Ekweme is from my local government.
Do you know, I'm coming. I'm sure you understand the Igbo very well and the Igbo folklore and songs, yes?
Exactly.
Onwe Egwuana Ako, Ana Agumba Edentakere, Uriyoma Kana Akpoya, Onye Na Wanne Ya Sono Goku, Imu Egwuana.
Yes.
You are watching Egwuya Hapun Wanne Ya. In Anuya, I got a young bed in Takriki. All the kids in a township, I might meet in a township, Matro in a village. I grew up in
my village.
Good, good. Now, you went with your brother to Jos to face Nigeria in Jos, and you betrayed your brother. What is it that Ojo Zokalo did that is different from what Ifajuna did during the war? Gina, one negative ago, you went to Jos to go and face Nigeria with your senior brother, Ekweme, beside you. You went and sided Yoruba people. And you're telling me some you have repented along the way? It's for you and God. Maybe if you want to talk to him, you're more than welcome to do so. But for me, I would not. And I will tell you why I would not. Biafra is not my property. You people put me here to work for Biafra. Any day that Biafrans feel that I shouldn't be here anymore, I would leave. Any day that the editorial board decides that I should not be the director of Radio Biafra, I will step down. It is not my property. I don't own Radio Biafra. It's not mine. I'm only serving my people, and I can only serve Biafra with the consent of people like you. If you want me to go, I will go. If you want me to stay, I will stay and serve you. What I'm saying to you is that on a point of principle, we started having this type of stupid people from Upper Abiasika. They said, oh, leave him. Oh, he's an Igbo man. He has Igbo interest at heart. What happened to Upper Abiasika? All these criminals came and left. You're telling me about your senators and governors that they have Biafra at heart. Have you been to Onitsha, my brother? Have you been to Aba? Have you been to Newi? Do you know how people are suffering back home? If you go back home, you that is talking now, if you go back home and see the condition in Igbo land, I am telling you that you will hate them more than myself. You will hate them more. I ask anybody to, it's a challenge. If you claim these people are one, forget the pictures you're seeing online, doctored photographs online that they have copied from somewhere and say this is new project in Oka, new project in Omuahia. It's all babash, lies. Okwasi, okwasi, kobo. Go back home and see for yourself what is happening. I am telling you, you talking to me tonight will be at the first queue trying to strangle these criminals. They are rogues. One thing we cannot allow in Biafra is, you see, Biafran's struggle, we make this mistake all the time, is not like any other struggle. Because Biafra is the only time in the history of modern warfare that Russia, America came together to join, to defeat us as a people. Ask yourself, why would Russia cooperate with America at the height of Cold War when they were trying to kill each other? But this tiny, tiny, irrelevant country from Africa came up and they combined to kill us off. It tells you that Biafra is not about freedom fighting. It's not about political freedom fighting. It is much more than that. It is about spiritual warfare on its own. Anybody whose hand is tainted cannot join Biafra. If you join it, Biafra will fall. Biafra is going to be gotten by people who are whiter than white, people who are very, very clean, whose hands are pure. Let me give you an example. Biafra is as holy as the covenant or the Ark of Covenant itself. Anybody who is impure, if you go where the Ark of Covenant is resting, you will die. Only people, only the high priest from the house of Levi that had no material possessions on earth is allowed to be able to go and offer God sacrifice and offering in the Ark of Covenant, the resting room, in the inner sanctum. Biafra is a holy pursuit. Biafra is not about politics, to contest for election, to be head of state, to be vice. That is all bunkum. Biafra is the beginning of the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. Anybody who doesn't know what it means to be a Biafran should go back and study about it. The Igbo people, they are not any other race. That is why God is destroying us today, because we have abandoned the path of truth and honesty. This is not about politics. Biafra is greater than politics. Biafra is greater than any religion. Biafra is greater than any societal arrangement. Biafra is something that if you come into it, you will understand. If you understand what Biafra represents, believe you me, none of these people will be worthy to be a road sweeper in Biafra. I will not employ them to be road sweepers in Biafra. Thank you very much. I enjoy what you have said. And a lot of people may agree with you. Who knows? And who knows how far we can go. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Okay,
you
how do I send my money to Radio Biafra, please?
Go to the website, click on the donate button. You can use MoneyGram, you can use Western Union, you can use bank transfer, you can use PayPal. You can pay in money directly into a bank. It is all there. Just click on the donate button. Okay. Everything is open. You will see it. But more importantly, my brother, register. You are in Pakistan. We need to get you out of that place as quickly as possible. They are not very great people. We want you to come out of there. And Biafra will make you to come out as fast as possible. Please. We want you to come out. Go and register and volunteer so we can bring you closer to Europe where we are. Leave that place. It's not for our people. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In fact, I appreciate what you people are doing, okay? I hope we'll be communicating all the time. I have a lot of ideas to share with you people.
Thank you.
And another thing is, I'm the chairman of Hanes Ndibu here in Pakistan.
That is wonderful.
So I will use my office too to mobilize funds.
Ten people only. 10 of you in Pakistan, and we know that Pakistan is set. Only 10 people there. 10 of you only. And we are moving ahead. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Bana. Yes, let's go to Dr. Egemba for summary. We've been saying this, but we're not taking any more calls. That this is Radio Biafra. There was an interaction, a very lengthy one, with our brother from Pakistan, who happens to be the chairman of Ohane Zendibo in Pakistan. We are waking up the bones of our people. We are stirring them up wherever they are, which is what Radio Biafra was set up to do. We are not here to condone any foolishness or stupidity. We are here to get Biafra. If I am an obstacle to Biafra, please remove me. If anybody from Radio Biafra represents an obstacle to the Biafran struggle, you remove us. We are here to serve the people, to get Biafra. We are not here to joke. We are not here for some stupid, silly political appointments. We are not here to bow before any buffoon. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Please, Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Please summarize for us so that we can close.
It is a very informative program today, as always. You see, this is why Radio Biafra is special. Everybody are welcome to air their view, no matter how radical it is. But we will also, fellow Biafras all over the world will also have the right to differ. In matter of principle and accordingly. As I was saying before, the Biafra struggle is for every Biafra, as we have just said it before. Whether you want to support secretly or you want to support it openly, you know what to do. You know where the two Biafra groups are to reach them and to know what you can do to help them. After all, Boko Haram in the north, they don't come to their politicians for assistance. It is the politicians that go to them to ask them what they want.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How can they expect us? We will be going cap in hand, begging, come and join our struggle or don't join. We are not going to do that. If you are a politician and you are not comfortable with what you are doing, or you are comfortable with what you are doing that you want.
Absolutely. Please, thank you very much, Doctor. Doctor, just give us 1 minute to try and take this call. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. We are making an exception because you've been waiting for a very long time. Please go ahead. We've spoken. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. You are very kind. We thought you've been waiting. We've miscued. We have miscued. Maybe that is why we miscued completely. Please, Doctor, we are bringing the program to an end. Please give us some closing remarks. So please, we can close very, very briefly because we've been on air. I've been here since quarter to seven this evening, all by myself. I was abandoned, but of course you joined me and Barrister joined over the phone. Please, very, very briefly summarize for us so we can close, please.
Okay, that's fine. I had wanted the point by point this thing, although you have done it, but I wanted to add my own perspective to this so-called Igbo politicians. But we will visit it anyway. Our listeners all over the world is great. Serving you is great. You listening to us. Please join the debate. The debate is still live. Join the debate and go to Radio Biafra Facebook.
We can continue on Facebook page, yes, on the website. Right. On Facebook page, we can continue on Facebook, yes.
On a Facebook page or leave your comment in comment page in Radio Biafra website. So whatever you do, God bless you and keep on listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Egemban from me, Nnamdi Kanu, at the main studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I'm saying thank you to all of you. If I disagree with you, it's not because I hate you. It's because I even love you more. I want you to convince me. Also, allow me to be able to convince you. We want a Biafra of openness, a Biafra of brotherly debate, a Biafra of justice, a Biafra of brotherhood. Whoever has the superior argument wins the day. The fact that I'm sitting behind the microphone does not make me right all the time. I cannot be right all the time. Sometimes I may get it wrong. That is why we are Biafrans, and I will rely on some of you to be able to put us straight, to be able to correct us. If I convince you, you agree with me. If you convince me, of course, I shall agree with you. As an example, this idea of having people in every country wasn't original to Radio Biafra. It was given to us by our brother in Germany, and we bought it. It was a very superior argument, and we dropped every other strategy that we had. to try and follow this one. In the same vein, please try to convince us. As Dr. Ekemba said, go to the web, go to Facebook. We can continue this debate on Facebook or on the website comments page. We are going to open a blog very soon. So after the program, we can all go there and continue to discuss and to debate, because we want the best ideas to prevail. Nobody knows where the best idea for Biafra is going to come from. That is why we want everybody to be involved in this. We want people to tell us what they think we should be doing in order to speed up the process of Biafra realization. Thank you very much. I'm Nnamdi Kanu from London. I'm signing off this evening. It's been a pleasure having you, and I love you all. If I don't, we won't be here. It is the love we have for our people that is making us work this very hard. We cannot go back. We cannot derail. If we try to do it, we can't even succeed. As we said before, if you see us slackening or not doing what we are supposed to do, please kill us. Don't reconcile with us. Eliminate us. That is our vow and our promise to our people. We love you all, and God bless you till tomorrow night, 7 p.m. London time, as usual. God bless you wherever you are.
Triumphant from all our foes, through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song, play it, sing. Hail Biafra, we shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom.